Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's our weekly rundown of stuff related to health. And you can take part by calling 877-726-8255. Lots of developments on the health front this week. And we're going to go over as many of them as we can, and we want your input as well. You can come directly into the doctor's office, and you can pose a question or share a comment. 877-726-8255. And, okay, summer is waning, and so, too, is the pandemic. And we're going to talk a little bit about plans to introduce new boosters by the vaccine giants coming to a health facility near you this fall. But to my mind, the pandemic is really receding. And how is it that I have that feeling? Well, I attended a Billy Joel concert this week. What does that have to do with the pandemic? Well, it was in late 2019, I think it was in the month of December, that I booked some tickets for the Billy Joel concert upcoming in March of 2020. And little did I know that that concert would be canceled because a big COVID emergency, and the concert was canceled. And then it was rescheduled, not just once, but twice. Three times, and each time it appeared that there was a COVID surge, and the concert was canceled again. And then finally, the countdown was for this week, and the hope was that we weren't going to see a COVID surge, but by now there's so much COVID fatigue that people were going to party anyway at Madison Square Garden, and it was a great scene as Billy Joel delivered some of his memorable hits. And the vast majority of the audience unmasked, close together, congregating, not social distancing. And it truly marked a demarcation where a lot of us feel that we're so over with COVID. 877-726-8255. This week also marks another demarcation, which is the announcement by Dr. Anthony Fauci, that he will be resigning. The doctor who presided over COVID, America's doctor, Dr. Fauci, is finally going to go on, in his words, to his next career, whatever that will be, probably involving the media, communicating with the public, maybe be a medical correspondent for a major cable news service, writing a book, no doubt, but he's going to be gone. And there's polarizing reactions about his departure. A lot of people consider him a saint, that he delivered us from a disastrous pandemic, and other people feel that he should be put in jail or face a firing squad for his missteps on COVID. There's total polarization in terms of opinions about Anthony Anthony COVID Fauci. But Dr. Fauci, he just does what he does. He is an infectious disease expert, and he's great for presiding over research at the National Institutes of Health, where he is head of allergy and infectious disease. He's been doing it for over 40 years. And that's what he does. He is a scientist, a bureaucrat, but he's not a frontline doctor. And part of the problem is that we got a narrow top-down approach, because when COVID hit, we turned to experts like Anthony Fauci. He was in the lead, but we also had Dr. Birx and others who had entire careers devoted to fighting infectious diseases. And from their standpoint, it was all about fighting an infectious disease. They did not realize the broader societal and health impacts of what they were advocating. Lockdowns, masking, social distancing, and basically a campaign of fear. What should have happened in retrospect is when COVID hit, they should have had the input of folks like Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci, and experts on infectious disease, but they should have convened a panel of medical experts who would take a balanced approach to the pandemic. Like, what would be the collateral damage of these shutdowns? And also include economists and sociologists and criminologists, because there have been major crime waves since COVID, and addiction specialists, over 130,000 annual deaths due to deaths of despair, people taking drugs, and lots of alcoholism, and lifestyle experts, too, people who look at the impact of closing gyms and allowing less access to physical exercise, and psychiatrists as well, because there's been a terrible toll on America's psyche. We should have had all those people offer input and not just a top-down approach, which was kind of a default. You know, it was like, okay, bad pandemic. Let's listen to Dr. Fauci. And he simply does what he does. He's there to eradicate disease at all costs. But here's one example of the costs. Headline. The COVID-19 pandemic is associated with a substantial rise in frequency and severity of presentation of youth-onset type 2 diabetes. I said youth-onset type 2 diabetes. Now, that a few years ago would be an oxymoron, because we used to call type 2 diabetes adult-onset diabetes. So it was virtually unheard of that we had kids with adult-onset diabetes, but now we do. They did a study. Evaluate the frequency and severity of new cases of youth-onset type 2 diabetes in the United States during the first year of the pandemic, compared with the average of the prior 2 years. And shockingly, here's what they found. They found that new cases of type 2 diabetes in the pediatric population, kids, increased by 77% in the year during the pandemic, compared with the average of the previous 2 years, 2019 and 2018. The likelihood of presenting with metabolic decompensation and severe diabetic ketoacidosis also increased significantly during the pandemic. Well, that was because people waited until the last minute before they would go to a hospital, because they were afraid of getting COVID in hospitals. Besides, the hospitals were overloaded with COVID patients. So the conclusion of the study: the burden of newly diagnosed youth-onset type 2 diabetes increased significantly during the COVID-19 pandemic, resulting in enormous strain on pediatric diabetes healthcare providers, patients, and families. So, yeah, that's called collateral damage. It's like an unforeseen consequence of our determined effort to achieve zero COVID by whatever means, by lockdowns, masking, compulsory vaccinations, which led to a lot of side effects, also led to some people refusing and losing their livelihoods and experiencing enormous pressure and being labeled vaccine refuseniks and super spreaders when that was not the case. So Dr. Fauci's retiring, and we're turning a new leaf in our approach to COVID, and hopefully a more sensible approach to this continuing pandemic. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavonatrals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to Flavonatrals.com. That's Flavonatrals.com. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. During the Big Cottonwood Cruise on Friday, September 9th, enjoy a barbecue fundraiser for the museum. It's 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Old Cottonwood Firehouse on Brush Street. Then enjoy the car show on Saturday the 10th and come to the pancake breakfast at 6 a.m., followed by the barbecue right up to 8 p.m. support the Cottonwood community and the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. And thanks for your support.
This report brought to you by IBM. IBM is helping to enhance the U.S. Open viewing experience by using AI to keep fans more informed about players and matches. How? With real-time rankings and insights on the U.S. Open app and usopen.org. The IBM Power Rankings with Watson and Match Insights with Watson run on IBM Cloud, using AI and natural language processing to analyze data and offer key insights ahead of each of the tournament's singles matches. This year, they will continue to expand and enhance their digital offerings with new features added to the U.S. Open app and usopen.com ahead of the 2022 tournament, including a new favorites homepage that allows fans to view their favorite players currently on court. Noah Sykin, Vice President, IBM.
Our partnership with the USTA has provided a unique opportunity to showcase the full breadth of IBM capabilities while bringing this iconic sporting event to life for millions of fans around the world.
To see the technology in action, visit usopen.org.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24-7, 365. So even if you don't get a chance to call during our program, which is normally aired from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a Saturday, you can call anytime you like and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Last night on TV, I saw a doctor who I'm quite familiar with say that Viagra is a good treatment to prevent Alzheimer's in men and women. What do you think?
Okay, you know, that's a great question. I think I know the segment to which you're referring. That was Dr. Mark Siegel, who is the Fox News medical correspondent. And I like Dr. Siegel. He's pretty much on the ball. You know, he's a practicing physician, and so he's on the front lines, and he also keeps abreast of what's happening. And aside from, yeah, maybe a little bit less knowledge on the nutritional front, he offers pretty good medical advice and covers the medical scene. So there is a study, and the study actually came out at the end of 2021, done at the Cleveland Clinic. And what they did at the Cleveland Clinic, they did something interesting. They said, look, you know, we're not doing so well with these new Alzheimer's drugs. They are costing billions of dollars to develop, and then they flunk out. They don't work, or they have unacceptable side effects. Yes, one was just approved, Aduhelm, but it's unclear whether it's going to provide durable results, and the side effects are horrible, and it's extremely expensive. So these plaque-busting drugs haven't really cut it. And recently there was a story about how some of the research that underlies this quest for plaque-busting drugs was actually fraudulent. And so it created a great deal of misdirection in Alzheimer's research. So anyway, they're looking for pre-existing drugs. They're repurposing drugs that people already take to see if they have any impact on Alzheimer's disease. And so they looked at medical records, and they looked at statistics on a whole bunch of drugs. I think they looked at about 60 or 70 different drugs to see if there was a relationship with Alzheimer's. And what they found, to their astonishment, was that men who took Viagra, and it's primarily men, had a lower risk of Alzheimer's. Now, you might say, well, men who take Viagra, well, they're interested in sex, so that shows at least, you know, they remember that maybe sex is a good thing. And, you know, so the correlation isn't necessarily causation. But it led to research, and what they found is that when they dosed neurons, which are brain cells, in a test tube with Viagra, it actually helped to enhance the growth of these neurons. So it's kind of like Miracle-Gro for neurons, and it also reduced certain biomarkers, metabolites that are associated with brain deterioration. So, look, this hasn't really been really played out, but it's led to speculation that Viagra could be repurposed, maybe redesigned so it's longer acting, because you don't want like a short acting drug, then you have to take it a lot of times. And it might have unforeseen side effects, which some people might find disconcerting, others beneficial. But longer acting phosphodiesterase inhibitors like Cialis, which lasts a few days, 72 hours, that might be an alternative to Viagra for people who have early signs of Alzheimer's. The other thing about it is that we're talking about the nitric oxide principle, and nitric oxide definitely improves circulation and beneficial for the heart, the brain, can help prevent cognitive decline. And, you know, that's a good segue to this, which is an announcement from one of our sponsors about a natural way to enhance nitric oxide. Yeah. Dietary sources can increase nitric oxide. So if you're over 40, add nitric oxide support to your daily health regimen. You've heard me talk about nitric oxide before as a critical impact on the health of your circulatory system, which is critical for cardiovascular, sexual, and cognitive health. And we're all born with the ability to make adequate levels of nitric oxide, but as we age, our production goes down, and the efficiency of our body's critical systems are affected. So to address my own levels and the levels of my patients, I use Berkeley Life's Nitric Oxide Support Supplement. Berkeley Life's easy two-capsule daily regimen offers a consistent dose of dietary nitrates. That's the key ingredient our bodies need to regain healthy levels of nitric oxide. If you're over 40 or treating blood pressure or erectile dysfunction, I suggest you add Berkeley Life to your routine. You can access Berkeley Life by going to berkeleylife.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman for a special on Berkeley Life's nitric oxide support products. And you can enjoy the boost in nitric oxide that I and my patients all enjoy. And I use it for athletic performance. I think it's a lot of athletes are taking beet extracts like the Berkeley Life product. But the Berkeley Life product is the best on the market. BerkeleyLife.com/Hoffman and use code Hoffman for special access to Berkeley Life. Okay, so when we return, we're going to talk more about new efforts to create a Omicron vaccine for this fall, coming to a pharmacy or health facility near you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce the Plus CBD Relief line of soft gels. Plus CBD Relief is the ideal way to help promote a healthy inflammatory response. Plus CBD Relief is doctor formulated with recovery supporting ingredients including CBD, CBDA, and Levigin plus PEA. Relief soft gels help address minor everyday soreness, support joint function, and encourage recovery following strenuous activity. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients, and with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Relief soft gels. Are you concerned about high blood pressure? Meet Berkeley Life, a supplement that may help maintain better blood flow and a healthier heart. Berkeley Life is scientifically developed to boost nitric oxide, a signaling molecule that helps maintain a healthy cardiovascular system. If you're worried about blood pressure, try Berkeley Life. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman at checkout for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But
You'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrols chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavonatrols.com. That's flavonatrols.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
You about ready for school, son?
That's okay, Mom. Dad's dropping me off.
Why?
Because Dad's ride looks awesome after the new paint job from Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center. They also took out that huge scratch and dent.
I took Dad's car to Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive.
Oh, okay. It looks sick.
Sick?
Mom, sick means cool.
Sick.
It sounds weird when you say it.
Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call today for your free estimate. 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on a weekend, 877-726-8255, our number. And we invite your calls, we invite your questions, we invite your comments. Coming to a pharmacy or health facility near you, a new vaccine, an Omicron-specific vaccine. They've already filed for approval of these vaccines, and these vaccines have been talked up by none other than the current head of the FDA, Dr. Cha. He says that we should all be lining up for new boosters because, well, obviously the efficacy of the old shots is waning. Poster boy for that proposition, President Biden, although he wasn't that sick, and, you know, maybe it was because Omicron is weaker, and maybe it's because he was maximally vaccinated and took Paxlovid. It's unclear now. But lots of people who are vaccinated and boosted are getting sick, and they feel burned. And so there's a new prospect of a specific vaccine for Omicron that's targeted to Omicron. But according to polls, not a lot of people are anxious to take it. They're sort of played out on COVID vaccinations. I misspoke. It's Dr. Ashish Jha is the White House COVID coordinator, and he has implored Americans to get the new COVID booster. He says it's going to be really important that people this fall and winter get the new shot, but a lot of people aren't buying in. And, oh, by the way, something interesting is happening. Pfizer and Moderna are coming to blows. Moderna is suing Pfizer for ripping off its mRNA technology. And that's going to get interesting because they weren't going to say anything while there was popularity of the vaccine.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
KCNR invites
you. I like to follow Dr. Marty McCary. He's a reasonable guy. He's not anti-vaccine by any stretch of the imagination. And he's a mainstream epidemiologist. He writes, before we push the new Omicron vaccine, let's see the data. Let's see the data. He says that the White House is pushing Americans hard to take a novel COVID vaccine before the studies are complete. And it's, so it's kind of unusual because it's usually the FDA that gets the say about whether a vaccine should be deployed. But there's a lot of pressure from the White House to speed up approvals and implement a overall vaccine regime. Dr. McCary writes that the new mRNA vaccines expected to be authorized next month have no clinical trial results that are public. And from what I've been reading, it's almost exclusively been tested in animals without the actual data made available for humans because it's too early to tell. And by fall, we may have a different variant of Omicron. That frequently happens with the flu. The flu vaccine frequently is thwarted by mutations in the flu bug because it's formulated at a time where they think they can predict what the flu is going to look like, but then a slightly different strain of the flu comes along, and then we get 20, 30, 40% efficacy. So it's also possible that something called immune imprinting may undermine the efficacy of the new Omicron-targeted boosters because the immune system has a way of responding to infectious agents. The first time you get something is when you get the strongest response. And when you get a booster, you may revert to the original response. The booster boosts the original response, but it doesn't take for the new iteration of the shot. So that is also sometimes referred to as original antigenic sin, which is the notion, and it's been written about extensively. There's recently a big article about it in New York Times, also Wall Street Journal, about this notion that efforts to create a new booster may be thwarted by the way the immune system works, which is to respond to the original virus, which, by the way, was much more deadly and serious than Omicron is. So it makes sense. The immune system, you know, has wisdom, and this little tweak that they're going to get from the new Omicron booster may not do that much to fend off Omicron infections. And we don't know. We simply don't know because we're rushing this into production because people are predicting the worst. There are a lot of doomsayers who are saying, oh, you know, it's going to get cold and people are going to congregate inside and respiratory virus is always worse in fall and winter. We may be in for a big surge. And so that is the impetus behind these new boosters. So that is coming down the pike. And, oh, by the way, Here's an update on ivermectin. You know, been talking about ivermectin as a plausible alternative to some of these expensive antiviral drugs, and why, oh, why weren't people allowed to use ivermectin, and then it was branded horse medicine that people were getting illicitly at agricultural supply stores, veterinary places. And so there's a big to-do about ivermectin. And part of it represents kind of a dissident view of COVID. So people who didn't want to go with the conventional narrative about COVID, you know, take the shots and take Paxlovid or Molnupiravir. They said, why don't we use ivermectin? It's a cheap drug. It's been around forever. It's safe, and it can help people with COVID. Okay, new study. So I got to report this objectively. And I wish it weren't true, but they tested three drugs against COVID in the New England Journal of Medicine. Right away, you're going to say, oh, New England Journal of Medicine, they got an axe to grind against ivermectin. And maybe they do. They certainly have an axe to grind against nutritional supplements, and I find there's a lot of biased reporting in major medical journals. But nonetheless, it's a big study, and I think it was undertaken objectively and earnestly to see if ivermectin would make a difference. And they also looked at fluvoxamine, which is a drug for obsessive compulsive disorder, which has been shown possibly to be helpful for COVID. And it's an example of an old drug that's been repurposed to treat a new condition. And sometimes that works. Same thing with ivermectin. And then there's metformin. Metformin, familiar to many of you who are diabetic, has anti-aging benefits, helps metabolism. And so it was thought that, especially in overweight patients, maybe it would reduce the severity of COVID. Well, they tried out all three. The average age of the patients was 46. Half of them had been vaccinated, the other half not. And what they found is that none of the three medications that were evaluated prevented the occurrence of deoxygenation, which is a fancy word. The fancy word is hypoxemia, or an emergency department visit, hospitalization, or death associated with COVID-19. And I'm not saying that study is without flaws, and I haven't done a deep dive on the study, and maybe people will critique it for being biased. But of interest was that the metformin did some good, and so it might be reasonable for people who were at risk of COVID, especially overweight individuals, people with metabolic syndrome, high triglycerides, fatty liver, prediabetes, certainly type 2 diabetes, to take metformin because it might reduce the risk of serious outcomes. Because while it wasn't statistically significant, there was a trend towards protection against hospitalization, death, and decompensation of arterial blood gases, the kind of thing you measure with a little device you put on your finger, the pulse ox. That was averted to some degree, to a minor degree, with the metformin. 877-726-8255 are a number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their cardio health support, Cardio Triplex, Clinical Cardio 6, Natokinase, and Ubiquinol. Each of these products takes its own unique approach to cellular energy production, maintaining normal blood fluidity, healthy immune response to normal biological stress, and maintaining blood pressure already within the healthy range. They're available from healthcare practitioners, and they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
This report brought to you by IBM. IBM is helping to enhance the U.S. Open viewing experience by using AI to keep fans more informed about players and matches. How? With real-time rankings and insights on the U.S. Open app and usopen.org. The IBM Power Rankings with Watson and Match Insights with Watson run on IBM Cloud, using AI and natural language processing to analyze data and offer key insights ahead of each of the tournament's singles matches. This year, they will continue to expand and enhance their digital offerings with new features added to the U.S. Open app and usopen.com ahead of the 2022 tournament, including a new favorites homepage that allows fans to view their favorite players currently on court. Noah Sykin, Vice President, IBM.
Our partnership with the USTA has provided a unique opportunity to showcase the full breadth of IBM capabilities while bringing this iconic sporting event to life for millions of fans around the world.
To see the technology in action, visit usopen.org.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, our number 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you can call that number, 877-726-8255, and record a question during the week, and we'll be glad to answer it as we're about to with this one. Let's hear it.
My son, after having COVID, has a severe case of ITP. I was wondering if this is something that you are familiar with, and he's undergoing treatment, and I hope it will be resolved.
Okay. Yes, ITP is idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura. Say that again, 10 times real fast. ITP, as I prefer to call it, is a condition where you drop your platelets. Platelets are these little things, little sticky things in your blood that enable you to form blood clots. And if you have too many, you get too many blood clots, that's thrombocytosis. On the other hand, if you have too few, you have thrombocytopenia, don't have enough, your blood doesn't clot, and you can experience severe bleeding, hemorrhaging, and it can be life-threatening. So it is thought to be an autoimmune condition, and it can be triggered by COVID. There are a fair number of cases where COVID does something to the immune system. I mean, COVID is a pervasive disease. It doesn't just affect the respiratory tract and the lungs. It goes into the bloodstream. It affects all systems of the body, brain, heart, and it can affect the hematological system, causing the body to attack its own platelets and drop the platelets to dangerously low levels. Of interest is that ITP is also an infrequent but devastating consequence of the vaccine. So we can't really be messing around with a vaccine that doesn't do that much to protect us that can cause really devastating side effects. I have here in front of me a report, thrombocytopenia following Pfizer and Moderna SARS-CoV-2 vaccination. And it's a case report of about 20 cases where people got it from the vaccine. So, yeah, you can get it from COVID, but, you know, if whatever you can get from COVID, you can, probably to a lesser extent, but to some extent, get from the vaccine, because the vaccine induces a mild case of COVID. And so that is a concern. So what do you do about ITP? Well, there's a lot of people who have had ITP that's been successfully treated, and then they've been faced with a decision of whether to take the vaccine. And I kind of grappled that because I had a patient who'd had ITP, and she was under a lot of pressure to take the vaccine, and she was of a certain age where she might be vulnerable. And so we went back and forth about, you know, could it trigger another episode of ITP? And officially, the Hematology Society says no, that it is unlikely to trigger ITP. There is always that risk in patients who've already had ITP, and that the benefits of the vaccine exceed the very, very minuscule risk that you'll get a recurrence of your ITP. Fortunately, she did fine after the vaccine. So when it comes to treatment of ITP, the treatment in the old days used to be lots and lots of steroids, and that was horrible because of all the side effects. And then if that didn't work, take out your spleen, splenectomy. So there's a fair number of people walking around without spleens due to ITP, and that can be a cure. That can be a fix. There's also, in the past, they used various forms of chemotherapy. Now they use a type of immunotherapy that can be successful at modulating the immune system attack. It might be that certain supplements that have a kind of a bit of a regulating effect on the immune system, like fish oil, vitamin D, may be beneficial. Got to be careful with fish oil because it has a blood thinning effect, and these people already have thin blood due to low platelets. And I can't tell you that there's a natural holistic approach. I did read one case study where it was a matter of someone identifying an allergy. They were allergic to sesame. And when they got off sesame, this is, you know, a case in a million. When they got off sesame, their blood counts returned to normal. I'm not saying that's going to be universally applicable to cases of ITP, but it underscores the principle that sometimes food intolerances can trigger autoimmunity. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. We don't mind if you obsessively listen to Intelligent Medicine. You're likely to learn something. I'll try not to scare you, keep you on an even keel, prevent you from succumbing to all the bad news out there. There's an article in Study Finds, came out this month. Obsessively watching the news can make you mentally and physically sick. This according to research at Texas Tech University. which found that Americans who obsessively follow the news are more likely to suffer from both physical and mental health problems, including anxiety and stress. You think? It's like people who are addicted to the news cycle, there's a lot of negative bias in the news. And mostly you're going to find out about distressing stuff that grabs at your emotions, maybe also polarizes you, makes you hate the opposing political party in order to mobilize you to give money and vote, right? So they say those who constantly check the latest headlines end up with significantly greater physical ill-being than those who tune in less often, according to the findings. Something that I've done recently is, you know, I found myself watching lots, you know, and you get this habit during COVID. It's like you turn on the news, like, how's it going? What are the numbers? Who's dying? You know, the governor is on TV. Let's listen to what the governor is saying. Oh, now there's a presidential press conference. Oh, now Dr. Fauci is on and whatever, you know, all the different health authorities. What are they saying? And after a while, you know, I just said, I got to limit my time watching this stuff because you can, you know, get, you know, 90% of it in 10% of the time. It's a 90-10 proposition. And I started listening to podcasts. I don't listen to my own podcast because I deliver my own podcast. But, again, listening to health podcasts, which inform me about health issues in a non-biased way, and thereby I could learn without the filtering effects of the news, because witnessing events unfold in the news, you know, the inflation, the war in Ukraine, the watching people at the border, violence, criminality, keeps people in a constant state of high alert. And this has negative physiologic effects. While we want people to remain engaged in the news, according to an expert quoted here, it is important that they have a healthier relationship with the news. They found that 16.5% of participants in their study showed signs of, quote, severely problematic news consumption. It's an interesting concept, severely problematic news consumption. They were news addicts. They were significantly more likely to experience poor physical and mental health. And so one element in a health program, you know, we talk about diet, exercise, supplements, adequate sleep, but please go on a news diet, because it really is a health liability to be taking in all that negative stuff. 877-726-8255 our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also online.
The scales of life. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some decisions in life are big and some are heavy. The bigger and heavier the decision, the more important it is for you to weigh the consequences. Or is it? I guess where I'm going with this is that it's not just the big and heavy decisions that need to be weighed, it's all of them. Even the tiniest of choices has consequences. And in life, it's important for you to realize that small decisions matter just like big decisions do. Because at the end of it all, it will be all of your decisions that impacted your entire life, not just a select few. Be mindful that every decision you encounter, no matter the size, will ultimately be weighed on the scales of life. For guidance along the way, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. NASA getting ready to head back to the moon, but first a little test, or make that a big test. NASA's 322-foot Space Launch System rocket slated to blast off Monday morning from the Kennedy Space Center. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson telling NBC's Meet the Press earlier Sunday the unmanned rocket will orbit the moon simply as a test.
The main purpose of the flight is to test the heat shield, because you can't test that in a lab. So if the heat shield survives and does what it is expected to do, it's a successful test.
Residents in Jackson, Mississippi, moving belongings out of their homes, others stocking up on sandbags, that in anticipation, rather, of the Pearl River flooding the city. Officials say that could easily happen by Monday afternoon. Also at townhall.com, Secret Service recovering millions in stolen pandemic loans.
The Orlando, Florida office of the Secret Service found that alleged conspirators submitted fraudulent pandemic loan applications by using fake or stolen employment and personal information. The agency recovered the money and is returning $286 million to the Small Business Administration. Since 2020, the Secret Service has initiated nearly 4,000 pandemic-related fraud investigations. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A man evicted from a Houston apartment has shot five other tenants, killing three of them Sunday after setting fire to the building to lure them out. Police fatally shot the gunman. In Detroit, four people shot, three fatally, by a person who appeared to just be firing at people randomly over a two-hour period. Police are searching for him. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
GOP senators challenge an immigration rule change on terrorist support. Bernie Bennett explains.
10 Republican senators sent a letter to members of the Biden administration this week demanding an explanation for a rule change that will allow some individuals who have materially supported terrorist organizations to immigrate to the U.S. The June 8th determination by the Departments of Homeland Security and State announced that people who have provided insignificant or limited material support to terrorist organizations in the past will no longer be barred from immigration. The secretaries of the two departments have authority to exempt some from federal prohibitions on the immigration of people linked to terrorist activity. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
EPA has temporarily lifted a federal rule for fuel sales in four states. That in response to a fire last week at an Indiana oil refinery that could affect prices and supply. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. And just think, we used to put baseball cards in our bicycle spokes. Today, in New York, a mint condition Mickey Mantle rookie card broke all records, selling for $12.6 million. The seller, a gentleman named Anthony Giordano, says he doesn't have any big plans for the money, but he knows where a chunk of it will go, and that's for taxes.
Hey, Uncle Sam.
them what they deserve right away and get that over with, because that's got to be done. And then just, I'm not sure at this point, just, put it in the bank, best it.
And speaking of great center fielders, Willie Mays only spent two seasons with the New York Mets, but the team retired Mays' jersey over the weekend, saying from now on, no Mets will ever wear number 24 again. Mays, one of the baseball's all-time greats. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Your care consultant. Thanks for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. We have an excellent program for you here today. Would like to introduce Bruce Glenn. He's the CIO and owner of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas. And Bruce, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. Glad to be back again.
All right. So this topic is near and dear to my heart. We're going to be talking today about protecting our seniors from fraud. And obviously you work in the financial world. You've probably seen quite a bit of this.
We have, and there's a lot of case studies that we see reported throughout our industry. And unfortunately, seniors are certainly a big target. In 2021, Steve, the FBI reported that there was a 74% increase in abuse stealing from seniors age 60 and over versus 2020, and reports are it was even worse this year. So it's not a good situation at all.
So that's interesting. So I think we typically would refer to that in legal terms as elder financial abuse.
Yeah, absolutely.
And elder abuse can come in many forms. This one would surprise most people because I can't recite the statistics off the top of my head, but way more often than not, this comes from the inner circle. Families, family members, neighbors, close friends, just taking advantage of someone. It's disgusting to me.
Yeah, and I would agree with that. I think in the, going back a ways, it would certainly have been a lot more prevalent with people that they were familiar with. But, there's so much more going on now from the internet and phone and so on and so forth. And, seniors, you have to kind of ask, well, why are they such a big target?
Mm-hmm.
And think about it. They're the largest growing population in our society. And so there's just a big, just the numbers purely is this big part of that. But, our seniors have a different mindset than the younger generations. They're more fearful of risk, but ironically, they also tend to be more trusting at the same time. So they're more apt to pick up that phone call and maybe say something they shouldn't say.
Yep.
They're definitely more susceptible to physical abuse and mental abuse as well. Like you said, it could be from inner circle of friends and family and people they would know and trust.
Okay. And yeah, you're right. So seniors would tend to trust authority figures.
Right.
I believe what my doctor tells me, where I believe what my doctor tells me, but I also have some a healthy dose of skepticism, or maybe just a lot more questions. And maybe I need a lot more information to fully trust, you know, what I'm being told. Well, seniors just have a blanket trust for with their doctors and maybe with their financial people, maybe, again, with that inner circle. But also, like what you mentioned, though, that the inner circle is one thing, but just falling victim to a scam is quite another. So can financial institutions help protect individuals against fraud?
Well, it certainly can. We have best practices that we use in our team, in our firm. And so, you know, just give you a couple ideas there. One is communicating to folks, letting them know, hey, this is really happening a lot. And, you know, the criminals are beginning, you know, they're becoming more and more sophisticated all the time. So we like to make sure we communicate scams are out there, and we do a lot of education events and seminars, and we also have newsletter and some things like that to kind of help put these out there. But, you know, they have to insist that our clients call us if they have any kind of a financial matter that doesn't seem quite right. Even if it's not financial, if something comes out, it hits you in the mailbox or the phone or wherever, if it doesn't seem right, give us a call and we'll check on it. You know, often we'll even go as far as helping clients with, like, big transactions, because that's, you know, there's some transactions out there that some criminals are getting a hold of that can totally wipe somebody's financial future out. And but another thing we do is we'll confirm, like, when a client calls, and if they and anybody's financial advisor should do this, or the bank should do this for them, if they're calling us for a withdrawal request or to change beneficiaries, for example, we want to, first of all, if it's financial withdrawal request, even, you know, we never accept it from an email, for example.
Yeah.
Even if they call us, we're going to call them back and say, I apologize, Steve, we're going to call you back in just a couple of minutes. And we'll call them back from the number we have on file, and then we're going to ask some identifying questions, you know, date of birth, social security number, mm-hmm. maybe some personal questions, make sure we really know who we're talking about. And then we document that, make sure we're covering ourselves so we don't have some kind of an issue. And that's something that's happened a lot in our industry, is there's been, you know, people in our industry that have been, you know, somebody will have spoofed their email. That's probably not the correct term, but they will have taken over their email.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they will intercept things coming back, and they will read through those emails, and they will know that somebody on a regular basis, maybe they request money from their financial institution. And then they do it, and they change the wiring instructions or change just enough so the money goes to them. And they'll even change the email. Maybe they'll put a period in there. There's a lot of things they can do to take that over and make, you know, a wreck of somebody's financial world.
Well, and so talking about the emails, I'm always shocked to where, I mean, I get a ton of emails every day like everyone does. Some emails are from my email account.
Right.
And so, but then if you go a little bit further, it looks like it's my email account, but it's some, you know, Gmail or Yahoo, you know, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, If you dig down a little bit deeper, it is from my email account, but they don't have access to it, so I don't know exactly how you do it. But I think the point is that these crooks are getting pretty good at doing all of the negative things that they do, and that includes stealing money and assets from our seniors.
Yeah, absolutely. The seniors, like, they're most vulnerable group amongst us, just because they do tend to be more trusting and not as apt to go through and vet out the situation as much. You know, and one other thing I'll touch on as far as what we do internally, we like to make sure we have a trusted contact on file for all of our clients. And if a situation comes up, it could just be that we can't get a hold of them. You know, they've given us permission ahead of time of somebody we can contact if we have a problem. Or maybe they've been in our office and, you know, maybe we haven't seen them for 6 months or a year since their last review. And they seem kind of foggy. Maybe they're asking the questions multiple times or something like that, and might be concerned. And so you have to really be proactive with making sure that they really know what's going on. And a lot of times we'll ask if siblings might be able to come with them or you know, some other family member that they trust in those type cases.
Okay, so all of these steps that you, first of all, I really appreciate that you are taking steps to truly identify someone. You have identifying questions, just like, you know, if I'm trying to get into my online account, I may have to ask some secret questions that I've set up. My mother's maiden name.
Right.
You know, where, you know, my state or my city of birth, you know, things that some of these crooks are probably not going to know about. So I love that you have that set up for your clients. And I also love that you have set up, you know, another person to call to verify, you know, is this going, you know, is this a proper transaction or not? I love that. Is that normal, or is this just something that you and your team have implemented?
So our firm that backs us up, Commonwealth Financial Network, our broker dealer, they've got a lot of great best practices. We add on a few on top of that. Some of the things I mentioned were some above and beyond, but we just want to make, you know, sure. Now, Commonwealth, for example, and there's a lot, you know, most of the big financial services teams out there and brokers out there will have really good IT and encryption services. Okay. And unfortunately, that's the fastest growing department because it's such a big need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then is having a debit card a safe option? Or is that a good idea at all?
You know, I don't have a debit card myself, and I don't recommend it. The debit card, if someone was to leave their debit card at a restaurant or lose it or get pickpocketed, somebody could literally wipe their account out. And the process of going back getting that money replaced, if you can get it replaced, it could take so long that you could have multiple checks bounced, you could have your credit destroyed. Mm-hmm. A lot of bad things can happen with a debit card as opposed to a credit card. You know, with a credit card situation, you've got some protection there. You know, you may identify the fact that it's not a good transaction. Call your credit card company. You know, you're going to review the amount you're going to pay them each month or however your system is. Mm-hmm. And then they can go back and most credit card companies, as far as I know, will give you a fraud protection out there. So yep. they'll back you up and you won't be liable.
And a credit card is just that. It's against your credit. You have a line of credit. You can pay the thing off every month. You do have a lot of protection versus your debit account. I mean, that's coming straight out of your checking account. Like you said, that could get you in big time trouble. If you like what you hear, if your financial advisory firm does not take all of these steps to keep you and your loved ones safe, I would recommend reaching out to the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas. Here's the phone number, and this is good for all around the nation, 913-563-7327. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. People have to be part of the digital world for financial transactions. Is that statement true or false? The answer coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com. Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
This report brought to you by IBM. IBM is helping to enhance the U.S. Open viewing experience by using AI to keep fans more informed about players and matches. How? With real-time rankings and insights on the U.S. Open app and usopen.org. The IBM Power Rankings with Watson and Match Insights with Watson run on IBM Cloud, using AI and natural language processing to analyze data and offer key insights ahead of each of the tournament's singles matches. This year, they will continue to expand and enhance their digital offerings with new features added to the U.S. Open app and usopen.com ahead of the 2022 tournament, including a new favorites homepage that allows fans to view their favorite players currently on court. Noah Sykin, Vice President, IBM.
Our partnership with the USTA has provided a unique opportunity to showcase the full breadth of IBM capabilities while bringing this iconic sporting event to life for millions of fans around the world.
To see the technology in action, visit usopen.org.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. Right back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. People have to be part of the digital world for financial transactions. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... false. The answer is false. And Bruce, why is that false?
Well, and unfortunately, in this day and age, more and more companies want to work virtually. But you can push back on that. I do a lot of real estate transactions as well, and I refuse to have funds wired if I'm selling something. And I'm not going to wire if I'm buying something either. I want certified funds, and just because there's been way too many, and we can get into that a little bit later, but there's been way too many bad situations there. But you can, you know, insist on cashier's check. You can, instead of now we offer DocuSign and this type of a process, and most folks are good with that. But if somebody's not tech savvy, I don't want them to feel buffaloed into doing this just because that's what the company's trying to make them do.
Yeah.
You know, you can still come in and sign stuff with most companies face to face, or maybe they, like, we'll have our advisors or team maybe go out to somebody's home, go through paperwork that way if we need to, or pick up a check. You can still use snail mail, although I would suggest if you're sending anything, you do it by registered mail.
No doubt, yeah.
Yeah. I think the execution level of the post office has been a little bit troublesome since COVID.
Yeah. And that's a really good point, is that, you know, maybe it's convenience to DocuSign. There's a lot of convenience to that. I do it all the time, but my mom is 79. She's a pretty young 79, but she, technology, forget it.
Right.
So if you told her, well, you have to do all that, she would just say, well, I'm just not going to do it. So it's good to know that you can push back and ask for someone to come to your home where you can actually sign papers and have a witness to that. You can ask for a check rather than a wire transfer. Anything electronically can be hijacked.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, everybody's trying to go to more of a paperless society. And so we'll offer that to our clients if they want to have their statements paperless.
Yeah.
Confirmations, these type things. But if they don't, we certainly have paper statements available. And even if you're going to have paperless, I always recommend that you do keep a most recent statement in your files at home in case something were to happen, your loved ones would kind of know how to find what you've got. Because if it's out there in the cyber world and they don't know how to get to it, they may not know your passcodes, then you've got loss of information out there also, which can, in some cases, be just as bad.
Oh, that's a very good point. Speaking today with Bruce Glenn from the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas. He's the CIO and owner. You can reach out to Bruce and the great wealth planning team at Infinitas, 913-563-7327. And Bruce, obviously you're based in the Kansas City area, but you work with clients nationally.
Yeah, we travel coast to coast and border to border throughout the year every year. So, absolutely.
Excellent, excellent. All right. So, should someone have a financial power of attorney assigned?
So, and I'm not an attorney, so if I misspeak, don't shoot me. But, you know, we do like to insist and make sure that our clients all have estate planning set up. We've got an estate planning attorney on staff. But those usually are going to include a universal HIPAA, your power of attorney, your health care directive, your poor over will, your trust if you need a trust, your regular will, these type things. But the power of attorneys, you've got to be careful into what authorities are you granting and for how long you're granting those authorities. And then in what case does it get enacted? You know, if you're going into a hospital and you're just gone for 2 days, that shouldn't be something that somebody could, you know, get a power of attorney and wipe you out. But if something were to happen and you're in a coma for a long time or, heaven forbid, something else, then you need to have some documents in place where people can act on your behalf, someone you've trusted and set up in that type of situation.
And someone you trust, that I think that's the key. I've heard way too many horror stories about this. One of them was a man, and he trusted his son. You would think you should be able to trust your son.
I would hope so.
But not always, as this guy found out the hard way. And again, inner circle.
Right.
But he had a power of attorney document, and but his power of attorney read that he had to become incapacitated for that power of attorney to become legal, to where his son could speak for him and make financial transactions for him on his behalf. Well, so this gentleman goes into the hospital, has surgery. You know, it went fine, but, you know, he was pretty laid up for a few days, and he was there for maybe a total of about a week. Well, so his son saw that as an opportunity. While dad's laid up in the hospital getting the surgery, went into his house, just cleaned everything out.
Wow.
Took all the money out of his bank account, everything else. So clear elder financial abuse. Clearly did not follow that. His power of attorney did not authorize him to do that because his dad was not incapacitated. He was just in the hospital.
Right.
And so now his dad, if he wants all of his stuff back, now he has to sue his own son. He's heartbroken because his son did this to him, and he has to hire an attorney. I mean, it's a big, giant mess. So listen up. If you grant anyone the power of attorney to speak for you on your behalf and financial transactions, you had better be prepared to trust that person. And if you do not trust them 100% without a shadow of a doubt, they should not be granted that power of attorney, period.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And kind of along that line, and I meant to mention this a little bit earlier, but in our industry where we meet with folks face-to-face and sometimes we'll have family come in with them, and we like to have the family come in, but I've seen situations or heard of situations where that family is trying to manipulate and get mom or dad or whoever to maybe coerce them into doing some things, changing beneficiaries or, you know, making a loan to them. You know, and that's something I always want to recommend, too, is if you are in a situation where you're going to loan money out to a family member or friend, if they were calling me and if I'm involved in the situation, I would want to say, well, do you have documents in place for the repayment of this? Is this going to happen? Or is it just angel money? Because I want to make sure they understand, especially if they can't afford to really, you know, loan that money out.
Well, if it's a handshake, you might as well just plan on not getting that money back.
Absolutely.
Now, you might get it back, but there's nothing holding them there's nothing requiring them to pay you back if it's a handshake.
Correct. That's why I would always make sure you have some kind of an agreement in place.
So what about people making purchases and paying for that purchase up front?
You know, that's something we're seeing more and more of. And unfortunately, because of COVID and the supply chain problems, a a lot of times you have to really, you know, do some down payment up front. But be really careful if you're paying anything up front. I would try and avoid it and keep as little as possible and never pay all the money up front until you get your services or products delivered. That's just a bad practice if you do that.
Okay. All right. And then any other thoughts? I think on the break you said you had a couple of stories.
Yeah. You know, the one thing we're seeing a lot of is email takeovers where we kind of talked about this. They're spoofing the email. They're seeing what somebody traditionally does. They may even, mock up some statements like they're from your bank or from an institution that you know, because they know you're doing business with them.
Yeah.
And they'll take a statement and make it look really similar to that and change the number or a routing number or a wiring number or an address or whatever they can do. And then, you know, contact you and con you into, you know, sending funds their direction. That's one that we see a lot of.
All right. That is, and again, the bad guys are getting really good at this stuff.
Yeah, unfortunately, they're getting very good.
Very good. Mr. Bruce Glenn, he's the CIO and owner of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Affinitas at 913-563-7327. And Bruce, thanks so much for touching on this topic. Really important stuff. Thank you.
You bet, Steve. Good to see you again. Thank you.
All right. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Kids are back in school, and Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive knows that crowded parking lots can lead to fender benders, door dings, dents, and scratches. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has you covered. Mako offers free estimates, works with most major insurance companies, and pricing is about 30% less than the national average. Uh-oh, better call Mako at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, Rob Burrows here from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We'd like to remind you to consider donating any leftover Halloween candy we can send to our troops during our Christmas packaging event. If you would like to donate leftover candy for packages for the troops or non-perishable food items for our holiday meals for veterans and families of those deployed, please call the Northern California Veterans Museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. And again, thanks for your generous support.
Safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Those in the market for a lightweight laptop need not look any further than the Asus ZenBook S13 OLED, a stunningly thin and only 2.43-pound computer that makes it the world's lightest 13.3-inch, 2.8K OLED laptop. Yes, an OLED screen, just like you may see in today's premium televisions. But this is an elegant laptop powered by an AMD Ryzen processor, Radeon graphics, and solid-state storage. This all-metal Asus ZenBook, model number UM5302, is finished in a sophisticated ponder blue color, which helps it stand out in a coffee shop, airport lounge, or hotel lobby. Immersive multi-dimensional sound is powered by a Harman Kardon certified Dolby Atmos audio system and features Asus AI noise cancellation technology for clearer audio during video calls. Learn more about the ZenBook S13 OLED at asus.com/US.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, just want to say thanks again to my friend Bruce Glenn. He is a great guy. He is the CIO and owner of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas. He's located here in the Kansas City area, but do not worry. He and his team, they work with clients literally all around the entire country. So here's the phone number. I would write it down, and if your financial advisor is not taking all of the extra steps that Bruce mentioned to keep your information safe, to keep your money safe, I would reach out to Bruce at 913-563-7327 and just request a phone call. Obviously, that is a phone call, but you can visit with him by phone, maybe set up a virtual meeting. But again, Bruce Glenn with the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas, 913-563-7327. They go to extensive lengths to keep their clients safe, to look after them. They have all of the kind of the backup identity identifiers. They have someone else that they would contact on your behalf. They're really, really trying to keep you and your money very, very safe. And I think I really appreciate all of the work that they do to get that done. All right, so last week I talked a little bit about CCRCs, and over time I touch on a lot of this stuff from time to time, but I thought that I would review today some pricing. And so if you're driving, hang on to your wheel. Please don't wreck your car in a ditch. You know, once you talk about some of the prices on some of these senior care communities, if you're drinking your coffee, please don't choke on your coffee or your breakfast when I'm talking about these things. But let's start at that entry point in independent living, and I'll just do a kind of a brief definition and then talk about the money side of things. Last week I talked about continuing care retirement communities that have all of the above: independent living, assisted living, long-term care. I talked about rental only options as well as entrance fee options. And like I mentioned last week, at some point I will break that down into a lot more detail, but let's just start off with independent living. So, I mentioned last week that independent living is not a place that provides care. There is no licensure for independent living. And yes, I understand there is a small kind of gray area in there that I'll touch on in just a second. But independent living is, you know, most of the inventory would be apartments, nice apartments, fairly spacious. You could also get small ones as well. Sometimes they are villas, like freestanding villas, maybe duplexes, fourplexes, that kind of thing. But you are on your own. You're fully independent, 100%. But you're not alone. You are around, you know, obviously you're around a lot of other people. And in independent living, there are a lot of, you know, social opportunities. You can let your hair down. You don't have to worry about mowing the lawn and scooping the snow and maintenance and all of that kind of stuff. It's all taken care of for you, right? So it's a very, very nice way of living and just not having to worry about all that stuff. All the traditional home ownership issues that, you know, go along in replacing the water heater and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. They usually always offer at least one meal per day. Many times I toured some places this last week that offered two meals per day. And some of them may even have a third meal available. So the majority of your meals would be covered and provided. So again, that's another area where you kind of let your hair down and let somebody else do the cooking. However, in independent living, you have a fully furnished, fully functioning kitchen. The whole thing. You've got the oven, you've got the stovetop, you've got the microwave, the dishwasher, obviously a refrigerator, and you can cook anything you want in your apartment and have at it, right? So you can do that. So you have the option. So there's transportation to and from, you know, the grocery store or a run out to just a general store like a Target or something like that to buy stuff, you know, once a week. Most residents living in independent living still drive their own car, so they're again, that's that you're fully independent there. So the cost of independent living is really going to hinge on, you know, how nice the place is, number one. Number two, how large the apartment is. So obviously a studio apartment is going to cost less than a one bedroom, that's going to cost less than a two bedroom, et cetera, et cetera. So you can count on spending about $3,500 to maybe $5,500. That's kind of right down the middle, I think, for most places. Now, if you get into, you know, larger metropolitan areas, I suppose it could be, you know, a little bit higher than that. If you're in more of a smaller city, smaller towns, more, a little more rural, it could be maybe a little bit less than that. But for most places, $3,500 to $5,500 is just kind of right down the middle. Now, that's for one person. Now, don't wreck your car. Don't swerve. You're thinking, oh, my gosh, we have to double that for two people? No. The good news is you don't. There's something called a second person fee. And it might, so let's say if your apartment is $4,500, kind of right down the middle of that, and then your spouse is moving with you, so we have two people moving in, they might add another $800, $700, $900, maybe $1,000, on for the second person fee, and that's it. So it does not, I think the takeaway here is it does not double. Okay, it just goes up a little bit. And that's independent living. And then, if you move over into that next category, it's assisted living where there is licensure and care provided. So I mentioned a gray area because I have some of my friends out in the business of senior living saying, well, wait a minute, we can provide care at our independent living, right? And they might be mad at me. Okay, well, first of all, don't be mad at me, okay, because I call that a gray area. So let me state it again. Independent living does not have state licensure. And state licensure dictates the kind of care that you can provide, and it says what you can and cannot do, and it's everything as far as the license, and it does say what you can do. Okay, and all the limitations, et cetera, and how you're supposed to do it, et cetera. So independent living, there's no licensure. However, in independent living, many, not all, definitely not all of them, but in many independent living communities, they have an on-site home care provider. So they're embedded. I mean, they're right there in the building. So they've taken one of the apartments and converted it into a home care office. And then staff is in and out of that home care office. It's an additional service at an additional cost. But those home care providers can simply walk down the hall and help you out with some sort of activity of daily living, some sort of a task, typically in 15-minute increments. So that's a very cost-effective way to get a little bit of help in your independent living apartment. So that's a really, really great situation for a lot of people. It extends your stay in independent living, and it will kind of delay your move to assisted living. Now, here's the challenge with that. Okay, so most people are going to want to be in their really nice independent living apartment. And then if you have these home care services that can come for, maybe it's $10 for 15-minute increment. Okay, and you have them in for, a couple of those 15-minute increments a day. And then pretty soon it's four or five of those 15-minute visits. And then pretty soon it's an hour here and an hour there. What happens is at some point the math does not work because you're going to be paying, let's say, your $4,500 for your independent living apartment. And then all of a sudden that extra cost of care that you're getting from that on-site home care provider becomes, at a level to where it's way more expensive than moving to assisted living, receiving 24-hour care. At some point, the math does not work, okay? But just to cover that gray area, not all, but many independent living apartments do have care provided by a third-party on-site home care provider, and that's just a really good option for a lot of folks before moving to assisted living. So I'll have a whole lot more about assisted living coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, the Financial Minute with Bruce Glenn, CIO and owner of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas.
Thanks, Steve. Time in the market versus trying to time the market. If today's news and events cause you fear, consider recent history. The housing credit crisis of 2008 and 2009. The heaviest selling led to the bottom on March 9th, 2009. Then, a 50% recovery in just the next few months. Next, the elections of 2016. Millions were scared out of the market from predictions of doom and gloom. Some of these people never even got back in the market and missed four great years. History shows that it's rare to catch both or either the top or the bottom of the market. Consider time in the market versus trying to time the market with your emotions. Our team of experts are here to help.
For more information, call 913-563-7327.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of SEA US LLC.
Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so we talked about independent living and the cost, and I trust that no one swerved their car or choked on their coffee and all of that stuff. If $3,500 to $5,500 a month, if that is, you know, concerning to you, actually, all over the internet, there are all these cost comparison worksheets. And if you write down, even if you don't have a mortgage, especially if you have a mortgage, you write down the cost of living in your house, and the homeowner's insurance, and the property taxes, and the cost of maintenance and upkeep, and all of the utilities. You just add all of that up, and just trust me, you are spending way, way, way more than you realize you're spending. And a lot of times you add all of that up, and you're like, well, wait a minute, that's not much different than this independent living apartment. Anyway, it's closer in price than you might think it is. we'll just leave that at that. So, all right, let's move on to the assisted living level of care. There is licensure at the assisted living level of care, and there is care provided. Now, the assisted living level of care is a social model. It is not a medical model. But there is a tremendous amount of support offered at the assisted living level of care, right? Primarily to help you with your activities of daily living. So there's another one of those abbreviations, that old acronymology. I always say I try not to just assume that everyone knows what that is. So if you hear the term ADL, That stands for Activities of Daily Living. So they can help you out with your ADLs in assisted living. They can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming. They can help you use the toilet if you need help. And again, you may not need help with all of these things, or you may need help with all of these things, okay? And some maybe minimally, some maybe fully. So that's the idea, is they can help you with all these things. They will distribute your medications, and that's huge. And especially with some diseases like in Parkinson's, you have to take a lot of medicine, and it has to be on time. Otherwise, it's very disruptive, and it's a very negative thing. So taking your medications on time and taking them properly and taking the right ones, et cetera, that's a big, 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 huge issue and need in the assisted living level of care. They can also help manage incontinence, but that one's a variable. So some places basically won't help much at all. Some places will help quite a bit, and everything in between. So this assisted living level of care, so if you could see my graphic right now, this needs to be on TV sometimes, right? I give a lot of presentations. So in my graphic form, independent living is this little piece on the left. Long-term care is this little piece on the right. And then there's a really wide lane in the center of my graphic that's the assisted living level of care, because frankly, it's kind of all over the board. Some places don't provide a whole lot of help. Some places provide a tremendous amount of help and everything in between. But again, to help you with those ADLs, there's a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement. There's transportation to and from your doctor's appointments. Also, doctors will come and visit you at your assisted living community, essentially making house calls. There's a lot to like about the assisted living level of care, but it really, they can help you with a one-person transfer generally. Now, so as soon as I say that, there are always exceptions, but in general, assisted living ends at a one-person transfer. So one staff person can help you move from point A to point B. Once a person has weakened to the point to where they're kind of dead weight and it takes two staff people, maybe even a mechanical lift, to help lift you from point A to point B, the vast majority of assisted living communities would have to discharge you at that point because they're just not staffed for that. Okay, there are exceptions, for sure. There are some assisted living communities that will offer that. Okay, but the vast majority of them will not. Okay, so as for the cost, there are two drivers that kind of drive the cost of assisted living. So number one, the size of the apartment. So a studio apartment is less than a one-bedroom, is less than a two-bedroom, so that makes sense. The other driver, the cost of assisted living, happens to do with how much care you require. So not all of the pricing models reflect that. Some pricing models are a flat fee for service every month, regardless of how much help you need. I would say the majority of pricing models fall into a category of a base charge plus a level of care charge. So everyone pays a base of, I'll make up a number, you know, $4,500 or whatever the number is, okay? And then the level of care charge might add $500 to $3,000, okay? And so the whole concept there is if you need just a little bit of care, you're going to pay less than someone who needs a tremendous amount of care, because the person who's more independent needing just a little bit of care, you're using fewer resources. And by resources, I mean staff, time, okay, time from staff. Okay, and someone needing a tremendous amount of help is going to use, you know, maybe a few hours of staffing resources per day, and they're going to pay more for that. Okay, so the range for assisted living, again, hinging upon the size of your apartment and then your level of care, how much help you need, is, and this is an average, kind of right down the middle, $5,000 to $8,000 per month. And you still have your own apartment, so you have your own personal space. It could be a studio. Most of the inventory would be a studio or a one-bedroom apartment. Some places have two-bedroom apartments, but Usually it's a studio or a one bedroom. So again, $5,000 to $8,000 a month. Now you have a little bit of a gray area in assisted living. And I've heard this, oh my goodness, I don't know how many times I've heard this. Someone will call up and they'll say, well, Steve, they said that they're an age-in-place community. And so that my dad or my mom, my spouse, can live here for life. And so that's great. That's what we wanted. So we moved in. And 2 months later, 6 months later, 1 year later, we get a discharge notice saying they can no longer meet the needs of my loved one. So did they lie to me? And I'm like, well, no, I wasn't there, so I don't know what was said. But sometimes, unfortunately, that falls into the bucket of overpromise, underdeliver. You have to understand that assisted living, you may be able to live there for your entire lifetime. And you may not, okay? It's just a fact. It's just a fact that a pretty good percentage of assisted living residents will have to increase their care to that long-term care level. Maybe next week I'll talk about the cost of long-term care. But again, independent living, $3,500 to $5,500 a month. Assisted living, $5,000 to $8,000 per month. And again, don't choke on your coffee. And don't swerve your car. So hopefully that's helpful, and I'll talk about long-term care next time around. All right, I'm Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. NASA hoping that Americans will soon be back on the moon. They're testing a rocket Monday morning, 322-foot space launch system rocket, scheduled to blast off somewhere the window between 8:30 and 10:30 Eastern Time. Correspondent Marcia Dunn.
There are three mannequins wired up with all sorts of sensors to measure the acceleration, vibration, radiation. No one's flying on this. This is essentially an empty capsule going to the moon and back. It's going to last 6 weeks, and NASA really wants to push it to its limits to make sure that when astronauts do strap in a couple years, that they're giving them the safest possible journey.
Things are getting a little rough in Jackson, Mississippi. Many residents moving to higher ground. Others are filling sandbags. That in anticipation of the Pearl River flooding the capital city. No mandatory evacuation order as yet, but city's mayor said that could be happening. Also at townhall.com, with the school year starting, districts around the country moving to ease teacher stress.
Some districts have or are planning to invest federal COVID relief money in teacher mental health, seeing it as a way to also improve the classroom environment, boost retention, and ultimately benefit the students themselves. The Atlanta School District launched a service with Emory University using federal funds to provide mental health services during school hours for struggling employees. A Delaware district hired two social and emotional learning coaches who work to address problems teachers are having in the classroom. And Houston, which started building calming rooms where students can go to decompress, is hoping to do the same for teachers. I'm Julie Walker.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Degorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Satellite imaging showing widespread destruction at a giant military facility in western Syria targeted in a recent Israeli airstrike. Now the head of Syrian opposition war monitor says the strike targeted a depot that housed hundreds of middle-range missiles for Iran-backed fighters. Two high-rise apartment towers in India have been leveled in a controlled demolition after the country's top court declared them illegal for violating building norms. They became the tallest structures in that country to ever be brought down. 32 and 29-story towers were being constructed by a private builder on the outskirts. They were yet to ever be occupied. That follows a 12-year court battle. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Changes on the way at CNN.
They're trying to reposition themselves as a nonpartisan news network under new leadership. They've shown the door to such personalities as media critic Brian Stelter, legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin, and Chris Cuomo, some of the most opinionated, and to conservatives, some of the most liberal hosts. Under its new chairman, Chris Licht, CNN is trying to do away with food fight panels of experts fighting over extreme opinions. He's also reached out to Republican leaders to encourage GOP politicians to appear for more interviews on the network. Keith Peters reporting.
Oftentimes, people who work together don't get along, but this is ridiculous. Trouble for Air France. Two pilots got into a fist fight in the cockpit during a flight from Geneva to Paris. Air France does say, though, the plane landed safely. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You by Aces.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's our weekly rundown of stuff related to health. And you can take part by calling 877-726-8255. Lots of developments on the health front this week. And we're going to go over as many of them as we can. And we want your input as well. You can come directly into the doctor's office and you can pose a question or share a comment. 877-726-8255. And okay, summer is waning. And so too is the pandemic. And we're going to talk a little bit about plans to introduce new boosters by the vaccine giants coming to a health facility near you this fall. But to my mind, the pandemic is really receding. And how is it that I have that feeling? Well, I attended a Billy Joel concert this week. What does that have to do with the pandemic? Well, it was in late 2019, I think it was in the month of December, that I booked some tickets for the Billy Joel concert upcoming in March of 2020. And little did I know that that concert would be canceled because a big COVID emergency, and the concert was canceled. And then it was rescheduled, not just once, but twice, three times, and each time it appeared that there was a COVID surge, and the concert was canceled again. And then finally, the countdown was for this week, and the hope was that we weren't going to see a COVID surge, but by now there's so much COVID fatigue that people were going to party anyway at Madison Square Garden, and it was a great scene as Billy Joel delivered some of his memorable hits, and the vast majority of the audience unmasked, close together, congregating, not social distancing, and it truly marked a demarcation where a lot of us feel that we're so over with COVID. 877-726-8255. This week also marks another demarcation, which is the announcement by Dr. Anthony Fauci that he will be resigning. The doctor who presided over COVID, America's doctor, Dr. Fauci, is finally going to go on, in his words, to his next career, whatever that will be, probably involving the media, communicating with the public, maybe be a medical correspondent for a major cable news service, writing a book, no doubt, but he's going to be gone. And there's polarizing reactions about his departure. A lot of people consider him a saint, that he delivered us from a disastrous pandemic, and other people feel that he should be put in jail or face a firing squad for his missteps on COVID. There's total polarization in terms of opinions about I misspoke. I said Anthony COVID. That's just his middle name, Anthony COVID Fauci. But Dr. Fauci, he just does what he does. He is an infectious disease expert, and he's great for presiding over research at the National Institutes of Health, where he's head of allergy and infectious disease. He's been doing it for over 40 years. And that's what he does. He is a scientist, a bureaucrat, but he's not a frontline doctor. And part of the problem is that we got a narrow top-down approach, because when COVID hit, we turned to experts like Anthony Fauci. He was in the lead, but we also had Dr. Birx and others who had entire careers devoted to fighting infectious diseases. And from their standpoint, it was all about fighting an infectious disease. They did not realize the broader societal and health impacts of what they were advocating. Lockdowns, masking, social distancing, and basically a campaign of fear. What should have happened in retrospect is when COVID hit, they should have had the input of folks like Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci, and experts on infectious disease, but they should have convened a panel of medical experts who would take a balanced approach to the pandemic. Like, what would be the collateral damage of these shutdowns? And also include economists and sociologists and criminologists, because there have been major crime waves since COVID, and addiction specialists, over 130,000 annual deaths due to deaths of despair, people taking drugs, and lots of alcoholism And lifestyle experts, too, people who look at the impact of closing gyms and allowing less access to physical exercise, and psychiatrists as well, because there's been a terrible toll on America's psyche. We should have had all those people offer input and not just a top-down approach, which was kind of a default. You know, it was like, okay, bad pandemic. Let's listen to Dr. Fauci. And he simply does what he does. He's there to eradicate disease at all costs. But here's one example of the costs. Headline: the COVID-19 pandemic is associated with a substantial rise in frequency and severity of presentation of youth-onset type 2 diabetes. I said youth-onset type 2 diabetes. Now, that a few years ago would be an oxymoron, because we used to call type 2 diabetes adult-onset diabetes. So it was virtually unheard of that we had kids with adult-onset diabetes, but now we do. They did a study. Evaluate the frequency and severity of new cases of youth-onset type 2 diabetes in the United States during the first year of the pandemic, compared with the average of the prior 2 years. And shockingly, here's what they found. They found that new cases of type 2 diabetes in the pediatric population, kids, increased by 77% in the year during the pandemic, compared with the average of the previous 2 years, 2019 and 2018. The likelihood of presenting with metabolic decompensation and severe diabetic ketoacidosis also increased significantly during the pandemic. Well, that was because people waited until the last minute before they would go to a hospital, because they were afraid of getting COVID in hospitals. Besides, the hospitals were overloaded with COVID patients. So the conclusion of the study: the burden of newly diagnosed youth-onset type 2 diabetes increased significantly during the COVID-19 pandemic, resulting in enormous strain on pediatric diabetes healthcare providers, patients, and families. So, yeah, that's called collateral damage. It's like an unforeseen consequence of our determined effort to achieve zero COVID by whatever means, by lockdowns, masking, compulsory vaccinations, which led to a lot of side effects, also led to some people refusing and losing their livelihoods and experiencing enormous pressure and being labeled vaccine refuseniks and super spreaders when that was not the case. So Dr. Fauci's retiring, and we're turning a new leaf in our approach to COVID, hopefully a more sensible approach to this continuing pandemic. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But
you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrol's chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavonatrols.com. That's flavonatrols.com. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
You about ready for school, son?
That's okay, Mom. Dad's dropping me off.
Why?
Because Dad's ride looks awesome after the new paint job from Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center. They also took out that huge scratch and dent.
I took Dad's car to Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive.
Oh, okay. It looks sick.
Sick?
Mom, sick means cool.
Sick.
It sounds weird when you say it.
Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call today for your free estimate. 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I want to say thank you to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino for their generous donations to our military families in need here in Northern California. Through their support, we continue to help post-9/11 veterans and their families and Silver Star veterans and widows who are in need of emergency services. Thank you again from all of us at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7, 365. So you don't get a chance to call during our program, which is normally aired from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a Saturday. You can call anytime you like and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Last night on TV, I saw a doctor who I'm quite familiar with say that Viagra is a good treatment to prevent Alzheimer's in men and women. What do you think?
Okay, you know, that's a great question. I think I know the segment to which you're referring. That was Dr. Mark Siegel, who is the Fox News medical correspondent. And I like Dr. Siegel. He's pretty much on the ball. You know, he's a practicing physician, and so he's on the front lines, and he also keeps abreast of what's happening. And aside from, yeah, maybe a little bit less knowledge on the nutritional front, he offers pretty good medical advice and covers the medical scene. So there is a study, and the study actually came out at the end of 2021, done at the Cleveland Clinic. And what they did at the Cleveland Clinic, they did something interesting. They said, look, you know, we're not doing so well with these new Alzheimer's drugs. They are costing billions of dollars to develop, and then they flunk out. They don't work, or they have unacceptable side effects. Yes, one was just approved, Aduhelm, but it's unclear whether it's going to provide durable results, and the side effects are horrible, and it's extremely expensive. So these plaque-busting drugs haven't really cut it. And recently there was a story about how some of the research that underlies this quest for plaque-busting drugs was actually fraudulent. And so it created a great deal of misdirection in Alzheimer's research. So anyway, they're looking for pre-existing drugs. They're repurposing drugs that people already take to see if they have any impact on Alzheimer's disease. And so they looked at medical records, and they looked at statistics on a whole bunch of drugs. I think they looked at about 60 or 70 different drugs to see if there was a relationship with Alzheimer's. And what they found, to their astonishment, was that men who took Viagra, and it's primarily men, had a lower risk of Alzheimer's. Now, you might say, well, men who take Viagra, well, they're interested in sex, so that shows at least, you know, they remember that maybe sex is a good thing. And, you know, so the correlation isn't necessarily causation. But it led to research, and what they found is that when they dosed neurons, which are brain cells, in a test tube with Viagra, it actually helped to enhance the growth of these neurons. So it's kind of like Miracle-Gro for neurons, and it also reduced certain biomarkers, metabolites that are associated with brain deterioration. So, look, this hasn't really been really played out, but it's led to speculation that Viagra could be repurposed, maybe redesigned so it's longer acting, because you don't want like a short-acting drug, then you have to take it a lot of times. And it might have unforeseen side effects. Some people might find disconcerting, others beneficial. But longer-acting phosphodiesterase inhibitors like Cialis, which lasts a few days, 72 hours, that might be an alternative to Viagra for people who have early signs of Alzheimer's. The other thing about it is that we're talking about the nitric oxide principle, and nitric oxide definitely improves circulation and beneficial for the heart, the brain, can help prevent cognitive decline. And, you know, that's a good segue to this, which is an announcement from one of our sponsors about a natural way to enhance nitric oxide. Yeah. Dietary sources can increase nitric oxide. So if you're over 40, add nitric oxide support to your daily health regimen. If you've heard me talk about nitric oxide before, has a critical impact on the health of your circulatory system, which is critical for cardiovascular, sexual, and cognitive health. And we're all born with the ability to make adequate levels of nitric oxide, but as we age, our production goes down, and the efficiency of our body's critical systems are affected. So to address my own levels and the levels of my patients, I use Berkeley Life's Nitric Oxide Support Supplement. Berkeley Life's easy two-capsule daily regimen offers a consistent dose of dietary nitrates. That's the key ingredient our bodies need to regain healthy levels of nitric oxide. If you're over 40 or treating blood pressure or erectile dysfunction, I suggest you add Berkeley Life to your routine. You can access Berkeley Life by going to berkeleylife.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman for a special on Berkeley Life's nitric oxide support products. And you can enjoy the boost in nitric oxide that I and my patients all enjoy. And I use it for athletic performance. I think it's a lot of athletes are taking beet extracts like the Berkeley Life product. But the Berkeley Life product is the best on the market. BerkeleyLife.com/Hoffman and use code Hoffman for special access to Berkeley Life. Okay, so when we return, we're going to talk more about new efforts to create a Omicron vaccine for this fall, coming to a pharmacy or health facility near you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce the Plus CBD Relief line of soft gels. Plus CBD Relief is the ideal way to help promote a healthy inflammatory response. Plus CBD Relief is doctor formulated with recovery supporting ingredients including CBD, CBDA, and Levigin plus PEA. Relief soft gels help address minor everyday soreness, support joint function, and encourage recovery following strenuous activity. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients, and with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Relief soft gels. Are you concerned about high blood pressure? Meet Berkeley Life, a supplement that may help maintain better blood flow and a healthier heart. Berkeley Life is scientifically developed to boost nitric oxide, a signaling molecule that helps maintain a healthy cardiovascular system. If you're worried about blood pressure, try Berkeley Life. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman at checkout for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Visuals 18 and older only. Results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on weekend, 877-726-8255, our number. And we invite your calls, we invite your questions, we invite your comments. Coming to a pharmacy or health facility near you, a new vaccine, an Omicron-specific vaccine. They've already filed for approval of these vaccines, and these vaccines have been talked up by none other than the current head of the FDA, Dr. Cha. He says that we should all be lining up for new boosters because, well, obviously the efficacy of the old shots is waning. Poster boy for that proposition, President Biden, although he wasn't that sick, and, you know, maybe it was because Omicron is weaker, and maybe it's because he was maximally vaccinated and took Paxlovid. It's unclear now. But lots of people who are vaccinated and boosted are getting sick, and they feel burned. And so there's a new prospect of a specific vaccine for Omicron that's targeted to Omicron. But according to polls, not a lot of people are anxious to take it. They're sort of played out on COVID vaccinations. I misspoke. It's, Dr. Ashish Jha is the White House COVID coordinator, and he has implored Americans to get the new COVID booster. Says it's going to be really important that people this fall and winter get the new shot. But a lot of people aren't buying in. And, oh, by the way, something interesting is happening. Pfizer and Moderna are coming to blows. Moderna is suing Pfizer for ripping off its mRNA technology. And that's going to get interesting because they weren't going to say anything while there was popularity of the vaccines, but now that interest in the vaccines is waning, they decided to fight it out, and it's going to be a costly and bloody court battle as they seek to divide the spoils, and that's going to get interesting fast. But according to a guy I like to follow, Dr. Marty McCary, he's a reasonable guy. He's not anti-vaccine by any stretch of the imagination, and he's a mainstream epidemiologist. He writes, before we push the new Omicron vaccine, let's see the data. Let's see the data. He says that the White House is pushing Americans hard to take a novel COVID vaccine before the studies are complete. And it's, so it's kind of unusual because it's usually the FDA that gets the say about whether a vaccine should be deployed. But there's a lot of pressure from the White House to speed up approvals and implement a overall vaccine regime. Dr. McCary writes that the new mRNA vaccines expected to be authorized next month have no clinical trial results that are public. And from what I've been reading, it's almost exclusively been tested in animals without the actual data made available for humans because it's too early to tell. And by fall, we may have a different variant of Omicron. That frequently happens with the flu. The flu vaccine frequently is thwarted by mutations in the flu bug because it's formulated at a time where they think they can predict what the flu is going to look like, but then a slightly different strain of the flu comes along, and then we get 20, 30, 40% efficacy. So it's also possible that something called immune imprinting may undermine the efficacy of the new Omicron-targeted boosters because the immune system has a way of responding to infectious agents. The first time you get something is when you get the strongest response. And when you get a booster, you may revert to the original response. The booster boosts the original response, but it doesn't take for the new iteration of the shot. So that is also sometimes referred to as original antigenic sin, which is the notion, and it's been written about extensively. There's recently a big article about it in New York Times, also Wall Street Journal, about this notion that efforts to create a new booster may be thwarted by the way the immune system works, which is to respond to the original virus, which, by the way, was much more deadly and serious than Omicron is. So it makes sense. The immune system, you know, has wisdom, and this little tweak that they're going to get from the new Omicron booster may not do that much to fend off Omicron infections. And we don't know. We simply don't know because we're rushing this into production because people are predicting the worst. There are a lot of doomsayers who are saying, oh, you know, it's going to get cold and people are going to congregate inside and respiratory virus is always worse in fall and winter. We may be in for a big surge. And so that is the impetus behind these new boosters. So that is coming down the pike. And, oh, by the way, here's an update on ivermectin. You know, been talking about ivermectin as a plausible alternative to some of these expensive antiviral drugs, and why, oh, why weren't people allowed to use ivermectin, and then it was branded horse medicine that people were getting illicitly at agricultural supply stores, veterinary places. And so there's a big to-do about ivermectin, and part of it represents kind of a dissident view of COVID. So people who didn't want to go with the conventional narrative about COVID, you know, take the shots and take Paxlovid or Molnupiravir, they said, why don't we use ivermectin? It's a cheap drug. It's been around forever. It's safe, and it can help people with COVID. Okay, new study. So I got to report this objectively. And I wish it weren't true, but they tested three drugs against COVID in the New England Journal of Medicine. And right away you can say, oh, New England Journal of Medicine, they got an axe to grind against ivermectin. And maybe they do. They certainly have an axe to grind against nutritional supplements, and I find there's a lot of biased reporting in major medical journals. But nonetheless, it's a big study, and I think it was undertaken objectively and earnestly to see if ivermectin would make a difference. And they also looked at fluvoxamine, which is a drug for obsessive compulsive disorder, which has been shown possibly to be helpful for COVID. And it's an example of an old drug that's been repurposed to treat a new condition. And sometimes that works. Same thing with ivermectin. And then there's metformin. Metformin, familiar to many of you who are diabetic, has anti-aging benefits, helps metabolism. And so it was thought that, especially in overweight patients, maybe it would reduce the severity of COVID. Well, they tried out all three. The average age of the patients was 46. Half of them had been vaccinated, the other half not. And what they found is that none of the three medications that were evaluated prevented the occurrence of
deoxygenation, which is a fancy word. The fancy word is hypoxemia, or an emergency department visit, hospitalization, or death associated with COVID-19. And I'm not saying that study is without flaws, and I haven't done a deep dive on the study, and maybe people will critique it for being biased. But of interest was that the metformin did some good, and so it might be reasonable for people who were at risk of COVID, especially overweight individuals, people with metabolic syndrome, high triglycerides, fatty liver, prediabetes, certainly type 2 diabetes, to take metformin because it might reduce the risk of serious outcomes. Because while it wasn't statistically significant, there was a trend towards protection against hospitalization, death, and decompensation of arterial blood gases, the kind of thing you measure with a little device you put on your finger, the pulse ox. That was averted to some degree, to a minor degree, with the metformin. 877-726-8255 our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their cardio health support, Cardio Triplex, Clinical Cardio 6, Natokinase, and Ubiquinol. Each of these products takes its own unique approach to cellular energy production, maintaining normal blood fluidity, healthy immune response to normal biological stress, and maintaining blood pressure already within the healthy range. They're available from healthcare practitioners, and they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Yesterday, we told you about Prodigy English, a fun game-based way for kids to learn English. The gamification of this educational platform makes it fun for kids, and they end up learning without even knowing it. We asked Alex Peters from Prodigy about the gameplay.
The way it works is they drop in. Village is pretty empty, it's a little bit decrepit, and it's on them to go clean it up and then use the resources that they gather to build picnic tables, to build swing sets, whatever kind of their heart desires. They learn all these new recipes over time, and each of those actions requires English content. So one of the main things that we learned with the math game is that we need to build this game, but then we need to keep it flexible enough so that the education content can adapt to what that child needs at any given time.
Find out more at prodigygame.com. That's prodigygame.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. It's back to school season, and according to new research conducted by one poll for Office Depot, 44% of teachers and 55% of parents reported feeling less anxious about the upcoming school year compared to 2021. After 2 years of considerable classroom and teaching adaptations, students, parents, and teachers are ready for a fresh start. Office Depot is committed to making going back to school as easy as ever with quick pickup and delivery options, a top-notch selection of tools to tackle any subject for students and teachers, and savings with up to 60% off Office Depot's best-selling school supplies through September 10th. Take advantage of even more discounts with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards Program membership. Through the company's Give Back to Schools program, customers can also help the school of their choice earn credits for free supplies with a qualifying purchase. Visit Office Depot online or in-store today to learn more.
This report brought to you by IBM. IBM is helping to enhance the U.S. Open viewing experience by using AI to keep fans more informed about players and matches. How? With real-time rankings and insights on the U.S. Open app and usopen.org. The IBM Power Rankings with Watson and Match Insights with Watson run on IBM Cloud, using AI and natural language processing to analyze data and offer key insights ahead of each of the tournament singles matches. This year, they will continue to expand and enhance their digital offerings with new features added to the U.S. Open app and usopen.com ahead of the 2022 tournament, including a new favorites homepage that allows fans to view their favorite players currently on court. Noah Sykin, Vice President, IBM.
Our partnership with the USTA has provided a unique opportunity to showcase the full breadth of IBM capabilities while bringing this iconic sporting event to life for millions of fans around the world.
To see the technology in action, visit usopen.org.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, our number 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you can call that number, 877-726-8255, and record a question during the week, and we'll be glad to answer it as we're about to with this one. Let's hear it.
My son, after having COVID, has a severe case of ITP. I was wondering if this is something that you are familiar with, and he's undergoing treatment, and I hope it will be resolved.
Okay. Yes, ITP is idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura. Say that again, 10 times real fast. ITP, as I prefer to call it, is a condition where you drop your platelets. Platelets are these little sticky things in your blood that enable you to form blood clots. And if you have too many, you get too many blood clots, that's thrombocytosis. And on the other hand, if you have too few, you have thrombocytopenia, don't have enough, your blood doesn't clot, and you can experience severe bleeding, hemorrhaging, and it can be life-threatening. So it is thought to be an autoimmune condition, and it can be triggered by COVID. There are a fair number of cases where COVID does something to the immune system. I mean, COVID is a pervasive disease. It doesn't just affect the respiratory tract and the lungs. It goes into the bloodstream. It affects all systems of the body, brain, heart, and it can affect the hematological system, causing the body to attack its own platelets and drop the platelets to dangerously low levels. Of interest is that ITP is also an infrequent but devastating consequence of the vaccine. So we can't really be messing around with a vaccine that doesn't do that much to protect us that can cause really devastating side effects. I have here in front of me a report. Thrombocytopenia following Pfizer and Moderna SARS-CoV-2 vaccination. And it's a case report about 20 cases where people got it from the vaccine. So, yeah, you can get it from COVID. But, you know, whatever you can get from COVID, you can, probably to a lesser extent, but to some extent, get from the vaccine because the vaccine induces a mild case of COVID. And so that is a concern. So what do you do about ITP? Well, there's a lot of people who have had ITP that's been successfully treated, and then they've been faced with a decision of whether to take the vaccine. And I kind of grappled with that because I had a patient who'd had ITP, and she was under a lot of pressure to take the vaccine, and she was of a certain age where she might be vulnerable. And so we went back and forth about, you know, could it trigger another episode of ITP? And officially, the Hematology Society says no, that it is unlikely to trigger ITP. There is always that risk in patients who've already had ITP, and that the benefits of the vaccine exceed the very, very minuscule risk that you'll get a recurrence of your ITP. Fortunately, she did fine after the vaccine. So when it comes to treatment of ITP, the treatment in the old days used to be lots and lots of steroids, and that was horrible because of all the side effects. And then if that didn't work, take out your spleen, splenectomy. So there's a fair number of people walking around without spleens due to ITP, and that can be a cure. That can be a fix. There's also, in the past, they used various forms of chemotherapy. Now they use a type of immunotherapy that can be successful at modulating the immune system attack. It might be that certain supplements that have a kind of a bit of a regulating effect on the immune system, like fish oil, vitamin D, may be beneficial. Got to be careful with fish oil because it has a blood thinning effect, and these people already have thin blood due to low platelets. And I can't tell you that there's a natural holistic approach. I did read one case study where it was a matter of someone identifying an allergy. They were allergic to sesame. And when they got off sesame, this is, you know, case in a million. When they got off sesame, their blood counts returned to normal. Now, I'm not saying that's going to be universally applicable to cases of ITP, but it underscores the principle that sometimes food intolerances can trigger autoimmunity. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. We don't mind if you obsessively listen to Intelligent Medicine. You're likely to learn something. I'll try not to scare you, keep you on an even keel, prevent you from succumbing to all the bad news out there. There's an article in Study Finds, came out this month. Obsessively watching the news can make you mentally and physically sick. This according to research at Texas Tech University, which found that Americans who obsessively follow the news are more likely to suffer from both physical and mental health problems, including anxiety and stress. You think? It's like people who are addicted to the news cycle, there's a lot of negative bias in the news. And mostly you're going to find out about distressing stuff that grabs at your emotions, maybe also polarizes you, makes you hate the opposing political party in order to mobilize you to give money and vote, right? So they say those who constantly check the latest headlines end up with significantly greater physical ill-being than those who tune in less often, according to the findings. Something that I've done recently is, you know, I found myself watching lots, and, you know, and you get this habit during COVID. It's like you turn on the news, like, how's it going? What are the numbers? Who's dying? You know, the governor is on TV. Let's listen to what the governor is saying. Oh, now there's a presidential press conference. Oh, now Dr. Fauci is on and whatever, you know, all the different health authorities. What are they saying? And after a while, you know, I just said, I got to limit my time watching this stuff because you can, you know, get, you know, 90% of it in 10% of the time. It's a 90-10 proposition. And I started listening to podcasts. I don't listen to my own podcasts because I deliver my own podcasts. But again, listening to health podcasts, which inform me about health issues in a non-biased way, and thereby I could learn without the filtering effects of the news, because witnessing events unfold in the news, you know, the inflation, the war in Ukraine, the watching people at the border, violence, criminality, keeps people in a constant state of high alert. And this has negative physiologic effects. While we want people to remain engaged in the news, according to an expert quoted here, it is important that they have a healthier relationship with the news. They found that 16.5% of participants in their study showed signs of, quote, severely problematic news consumption. It's an interesting concept, severely problematic news consumption. They were news addicts. They were significantly more likely to experience poor physical and mental health. And so one element in a health program, you know, we talk about diet, exercise, supplements, adequate sleep, but please go on a news diet, because it really is a health liability to be taking in all that negative stuff. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
The scales of life. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some decisions in life are big and some are heavy. The bigger and heavier the decision, the more important it is for you to weigh the consequences. Or is it? I guess where I'm going with this is that it's not just the big and heavy decisions that need to be weighed. It's all of them. Even the tiniest of choices has consequences. And in life, it's important for you to realize that small decisions matter just like big decisions do. Because at the end of it all, it will be all of your decisions that impacted your entire life, not just a select few. Be mindful that every decision you encounter, no matter the size, will ultimately be weighed on the scales of life. For guidance along the way, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. The clock is ticking as NASA's new moon rocket remains on track to blast off Monday morning on a critical test flight. The massive Space Launch System rocket, the absolute most powerful ever built by NASA. On this flight, no astronauts, just three test dummies strapped into the capsule to measure vibration, acceleration, and radiation. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson telling NBC's Meet the Press, the launch is the first step in a long-range plan.
I think all of this is to develop where we may be living on other worlds. They may be floating worlds. They may be the surface of Mars. But this is just part of our push outward, our quest to explore, to find out what's out there in this universe.
Also at townhall.com, clashes breaking out throughout the weekend between rival militias in Tripoli, killing at least one civilian, maybe as many as five have been hurt. BBC correspondent Sebastian Usher.
Blackened buildings and cars in the center of Tripoli reveal the ferocity of the fighting overnight. Residents say the sounds of battle were deafening and reawakened fears of a violence that scarred the Libyan capital and much of the rest of the country for many years. The current political standoff emerged after UN-sponsored efforts to hold elections last year came to nothing. The internationally recognized Prime Minister Abdelhamid Al-Dabeiba continues to preside over a government in Tripoli, but a rival administration has again risen in the east, with the parliament there electing Fatih Bashagha as what they say is the legitimate Prime Minister.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them, the weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Controversial new Army program giving lower-performing recruits 3 months of academic or fitness instruction to help them meet military standards. Program is one way the Army hoping to fill ranks as it continues to struggle with recruiting efforts, likely to fall dramatically short this year. Officials say just 23% of young people, 17 to 24, are physically, mentally, and morally qualified to serve in the Army. Facebook's corporate parent reaching a tentative settlement that in a lawsuit alleging the world's largest social network service allowed millions of its users' personal information to be fed to Cambridge Analytica, a firm that supported Donald Trump's victorious presidential campaign in 2016. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. The creator of Twitter sharing his thoughts on the platform.
Did Twitter turn out the way that he wanted? Twitter founder and former chief executive Jack Dorsey says no. Commenting on Twitter, he said that he regrets the social media platform became a company. Dorsey says he believes Twitter should not be run by a state or company. If the sale to Elon Musk goes through, Dorsey stands to receive $978 million. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Some tense times right now in Jackson, Mississippi. Residents there, many beginning to move upland. Many are also stocking up on sandbags in anticipation of the Pearl River flooding the city later Monday. Authorities have not implemented a mandatory evacuation order as yet, but city's mayor said that could be coming. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Get ready to hit the trails running with more epic adventure. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $77,000 fall into 4x4 swipe to win promotion. Swipe daily to win free slot play and prizes. Weekly free play drawings Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Drawings every half hour. Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings August 27th or September 24th, where one winner will win a brand new Can-Am Outlander or Maverick. For all the details, visit at WindRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time with the second half of a Gracie for President episode of the Burns and Allen Show. Then we turn dramatic and offer up the Whistler. First, though, we need to get back to Gracie's mock run for the White House. We will revisit some portions of the first half to refresh our memories. Then we get to hear the debut of her campaign song as we head back to March 6th, 1940.
Your convention in San Francisco. What do you think, George?
I think it's silly. It's like the fellow who owned a restaurant and had a lot of rye bread that he couldn't sell.
Good old San Francisco.
He had a lot of rye.
Good old San Francisco. I used to know a model there. She had blonde hair, blue eyes, a gorgeous figure, and boy, could she wear clothes.
Beautiful, huh?
Beautiful? Well, I went with her for 6 months before I found out she was a wax dummy.
Oh.
Yeah, she probably melted in your arms.
Say, Bubbles, I think I will hold my convention in San Francisco.
All right, hold it in San Francisco.
Well, what's the matter with Omaha?
There's nothing the matter with Omaha.
And why shouldn't I hold it in Omaha?
Nobody said that you shouldn't hold it in Omaha.
Well, then what's all the argument about?
There's no argument.
Oh. Well, when I make up my mind where to hold my convention, I make up my mind. Bubbles, take a letter.
All right, ready, Gracie. Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Oh, nuts.
Dear Cal. Terry,
she's too busy, yes. Bubbles, if I were you, I'd write with the eraser.
Gracie, how about holding the convention in Cleveland?
I think the whole thing is silly. It's like that man who owned a restaurant and he had a lot of rye bread that he couldn't
sell. You know, I agree with George.
And
that's where we ought to hold it.
Where?
In that restaurant.
What restaurant?
With that man who has all
Ray,
that
will
rye
you leave
bread.
Me alone?
Say, Gracie, how about Atlantic City?
Oh, Atlantic City would be wonderful.
Sure.
That's where the Elks hold their convention.
Yeah, but you're not running for the Elks.
No, but the last time I was there, two Elks ran for me.
Mm. Well, Gracie, you remember that old saying, a rolling elk gathers no moose. Well, kind of like that, Truman, huh?
No.
No. Say, Bubbles, that settles it. I'll hold my convention in Omaha. Take a letter.
All right.
Omaha, Nebraska. Dear Neb.
Dear Neb,
Well, Miss Allen, you know our party emblem, the mama kangaroo with a baby kangaroo in the pouch?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, the baby is lost.
Well, how did that happen?
Mama's got a hole in her pocket.
Get out.
I say, George, what is a kangaroo?
Kangaroo is an animal that lives on mountaintops.
Really? What a strange diet.
Do you know that you and Gracie are nuts?
That's what Jerry Colonna keeps telling them down at the office.
Oh. Now, what do they say?
They say, we know.
And so do we.
Gracie, your letter.
Oh, yes. Omaha, Nebraska, dear Neb. You know, George, I love Omaha. I'd even live in Omaha except for one thing.
What's that?
Too far from the White House.
Yes, yes. Be too long of a walk to the office every day.
Yeah. Letter. Omaha, Nebraska, dear Neb. I will see
hey,
you...
Hey, Gracie, at your convention, are you taking a straw vote?
Yes.
Well, then I'd better not take my felt hat.
Oh, stop. I can explain how silly this whole thing is. Just listen to me for 1 minute. It's like a fellow who had a restaurant and he had a lot of rye bread that he couldn't sell.
Now, please, George, Bubbles is writing. Bubbles, read back the letter.
Omaha, Nebraska, dear Neb, it's just like that fellow who had a restaurant and he had a lot of rye bread.
Wait a minute. That's the letter?
Yes.
Doesn't make sense. It's ridiculous. It's stupid.
Well, then why are we trying to tell it?
Oh, come on. Come on.
Oh, come on in, Charlie. Boys, this is Charlie Henderson.
Hello, Charlie. How
Charlie
are you?
Henderson, George Burns.
How do you do, Mr. Henderson?
You're Mr. Henderson.
Oh, excuse me. I'm a little nearsighted. You mind if I sit down?
No. Chair is over there.
Oh, pardon me. I washed my eyes this morning, and I can't do a thing with them.
Percy. Gracie, where did you find this guy?
I got him in a raffle.
In a raffle?
Yeah, I lost.
Lost? You were framed. What does he do?
Well, he's a songwriter. He wrote my campaign song.
Campaign song?
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote it?
Yes.
You don't believe me, I'll play the piano for you.
I'd like to hear it. You're supposed to open the piano first, you know.
Oh, gee. I washed my ears this morning and can't hear a thing
with them. Oh,
well, he's a great songwriter. You know how a songwriter needs a partner? One fellow writes the music and one writes the words?
Yes.
Well, he has two partners.
Two partners?
Yes, one writes the lyrics and the other writes the melody.
What does he do?
He turns the pages.
Smart as a whip.
Gracie, shall I play the campaign song on the bass fiddle?
Oh, sure, Charlie.
Boy, this is a beautiful bass fiddle. Well, here I go.
That's Bubbles, and get away from her.
Mind your own business, Mr. Burns.
Charlie, will you go and sit down in the audience until we're through?
Okay. Mr. Burns, where are the steps?
Right over there, right there.
Never mind, I found them.
Probably washed his feet and couldn't do a thing with them.
Oh, Judge. You'll be crazy about my campaign song. You see, every president had a campaign song. Even George Washington had a campaign song.
Well, what was it?
The Song of the Cherry Tree.
Song of the Cherry Tree?
Yeah, well, chop, chop, chop.
Well, all right, stop.
How about Sailing Along on Moonlight Bay?
For a campaign song?
No, to look for a place to hold Gracie's convention.
Yes, Ray, we'll go right now.
Oh, then I'd better run home and pack my rowboat.
Yes, do that, yes. Yes.
You know, George, it's not easy to write a campaign song. Charlie was 6 months doing this song.
Why?
Well, they wouldn't let him out any sooner.
That's a smart kid.
Yeah, Charlie wrote this song by ear.
By ear?
Well, how else can you hold a pencil when you're in a straitjacket?
Well, he could hold it in his mouth.
Well, where would he put his fountain?
I don't know. You brought him in here.
Well, he's a fine composer. He writes for strings and for brass. One time he even got money.
Well, yes, that was when he wasn't looking.
Say, speaking of campaign songs, the Postmaster General ought to have a little number. George, do you know Margie?
Yes.
Has she got a phone?
What about Edna?
Temporarily disconnected.
I get it.
George, I must tell you about Charlie.
I'd rather hear your campaign song.
Well, in a minute. You see, Charlie learned to play a saxophone by mail.
By mail?
Yeah, he didn't have a saxophone.
So what'd he do?
Well, he used to blow his lessons into an envelope and send it to a friend who had a saxophone.
Well, I've heard enough about him, Gracie.
Well, very few people know this, but Charlie played the Flight of the Bumblebee on the piccolo.
How did it leak out?
Through the hole.
Oh, it did. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
You're listening to the Burns and Allen Show on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Whether you're squeezing in that last-minute summer vacation, taking the kids back to school shopping, or even back to school, don't forget to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's give it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only about it, God came about it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Wakey, wakey. Won't you please give this little girl a hand? She'll be honor and fame to the family and sex.
If you can't write your name, you can vote with the next.
Vote for Gracie.
Spell G-R-A-C-I-E.
Accept no substitute.
She's pretty and she's cute.
Vote for Gracie. I repeat, to be too.
Again next Wednesday at this same time over these same stations. Good night. Truman Bradley speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Politicians don't know what to do. Tracy doesn't know either, but neither do you. So vote for Tracy. We'll win the Tracy.
Indeed, introducing the campaign song, Vote for Gracie. That episode of Burns and Allen was from March 6, 1940. Although incumbent U.S. President FDR was reelected that fall, rumor has it Gracie earned quite a few write-in votes. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Wind Radio was The Whistler. Right after this.
Sam Spade Detective Agency.
Steely, seasoned, smart alecky. The storied San Francisco snooper is back. Share the exciting exploits of Dashiell Hammett's famous gumshoe with Radio Spirit's thrilling 8-hour CD collection, The Adventures of Sam Spade, Lawless.
In most murder cases, there are too many suspects, too many motives, and too many clues from the very beginning. I've been on this one 3 hours, and I succeeded in turning up no suspects, no clues, and the most shameful thing of all, I had lost the body of the victim.
As crass as he is charismatic, this dynamic detective attracts a curious clientele. There are gentlemen who tend to drop dead.
He was hugging the carpet between the front and rear seats, and when I nudged him, he didn't move. He'd been shot at closer range than Gordon Martini, and the killer had used only one slug. It was planted in the base of his brain.
And there are ladies who are drop-dead gorgeous.
The only thing wrong with Sugar Cane's dance was her dancing, but the customers didn't seem to mind, and I didn't either. It was a pleasure to size her up carefully, as I would have felt obliged to do anyway in my professional capacity.
For a limited time, The Adventures of Sam Spade, Lawless, is being made available to our listeners at 60% off the regular price. Get 16 of the series' most madcap capers on 8 compact discs for only $12.78. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAM77 to save yourself some money.
Money's not what I really want.
What do you want?
Someone I can trust.
Me too, sugar.
Oh, Sam, you're what I want. Say you want me too. Please say it.
We will say that this offer ends soon. So order The Adventures of Sam Spade, Lawless, today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAM77.
Good night, Sam.
Good night, sweetheart.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
60 seconds of service.
A hike for health. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
In Raleigh, North Carolina, the Irreverent Warriors Hike is a present-day cause that aims to diminish the rates of veteran suicide. Ryan Domag Hernandez, the hike's fundraiser lead, said, "When we were in the military, hikes used to suck. So we do them now to have fun. We make sure everybody gets together. These events can have 20 people or we can have 300. We have 62 national hikes. We just want to make sure that every veteran knows he's not alone and definitely prevent veteran suicide." Organizers say the hike's not for civilians, just veterans. Those participants and more got involved with the hikes nationwide to help veterans successfully navigate step by step along life's road.
And now on When Radio Was, The Whistler from June 13th, 1942.
Wait a minute. Have you heard The Whistler? I'm The Whistler.
If you could look upon Charlie as I do, you'd realize he's inanimate, dead, with no power to harm.
That was old Peter Medford, the jungle explorer, now confined to a wheelchair with paralysis.
I would suggest that you leave this place at once, Miss Medford. At once.
That was Clay Alden, Peter Medford's secretary. And this is Marie, Peter Medford's young niece.
No, no, no. It's no dream. It's here. Here in my room.
Saturday night, and CBS presents another in the new mystery series, The Whistler.
And I, the Whistler, know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales, many secrets hidden in the hearts of men and women who've stepped into the shadows. I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak. And so I tell you tonight the strange mystery of the shrunken head. In the quickening darkness of a stormy fall evening, a young girl paces the deserted platform of a small suburban railroad station. From her anxious attitude, we know that she's waiting for someone. But just be patient, Miss Medford. There is someone coming to meet you. He has just now driven up. He's coming through the station door, walking up behind you.
Miss Medford?
Oh, yes.
Sorry to have kept you waiting. I'm Clay Alden.
Oh, yes. Uncle Peter has mentioned you in his letters. His secretary, aren't you?
That's right.
Where is my uncle?
He was disappointed he couldn't meet you. Pretty much of a task for the old gentleman to get around these days. You see, he's confined to a wheelchair.
Oh, I didn't know. Serious?
Legs are paralyzed. Result of jungle fever. Just came on him lately.
How awful.
Yes, it's a shame, all right. Well, shall we get going? Car's out front. Better run for it or you'll get wet.
Yes.
I'll take care of your luggage.
Thank you very much.
Rather a disappointing reception, Marie Medford, wouldn't you think? You have come over 2,000 miles all by yourself just to see the only living relative you have in the world. And then you are met by a stranger. The car turns up the tree-lined driveway. This, Marie, is what is known in this countryside as Medford Manor. Yes, Medford Manor. It's all that the name implies, a gloomy pile of a structure, even made gloomier by the blackness of the night and the driving rain. Oh, someone has heard the car approach. The door is open. It's the butler, Victor. Well, Marie, are you going in? What a pity you don't know what I do. You'd never cross that threshold if you did. Too late now. Your luggage is being brought in. The young man and the butler stand beside you. The door closes.
Victor?
Yes?
Take Miss Medford's luggage upstairs to the south corner bedroom.
The south corner bedroom, sir?
Certainly. Why not?
Very good, sir. Any further instructions?
No. Has Mr. Medford retired yet?
Not yet, sir. He's in his study. I just gave him his warm milk. He may have dozed off, sir.
All right. Thank you, Victor.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Would you care to follow Victor to your room, Miss Medford?
I'd like to see my uncle now, if I could, please.
Very well. Come this way. Here we are. I'll speak to him. Wait here, please.
Marie, how do you like it? You get a feeling of something not as it should be? Strange fellow, this Clay. And the butler, too. Look about you.
What a depressing house. Huge and cold and unfriendly.
Not at all as you'd imagined it. Is it, Marie?
Your uncle will see you now.
Thank you.
Marie, my dear child, come in.
Uncle.
Well, my poor child, take off those wet things at once. Holden, what's the matter with you? My niece will catch her death. Help her off with those things.
Sorry, Mr. Medford.
Thank you.
Bless my soul, pretty as a picture. You got a kiss for us?
Of course.
That's it. Now you sit down here beside me. I'm sorry I couldn't meet you, my dear, but I'm afraid the ravages of old age and malaria have finally caught up with me. My one comfort is this wheelchair. Getting onto it, though, you should see me wheeling all over the house. The only thing that baffles me is the stairs. My life is now confined to the first floor only. Oh, pretty bad trip, wasn't it?
Seemed endless.
Well, you're here now, thank goodness. This is your home. You're free to come and go and do whatever you please.
Thank you, Uncle Peter.
Don't suppose any of this is what you imagined. I know that I'm different from what I'd hoped you'd find.
Tell me, Uncle Peter, do you think you'd have recognized me if you hadn't known I was coming?
Recognize you? Why, of course. You have the family of Medford written all over you.
Oh.
No mistaking you, my dear. Well, Alden, what are you standing there for? What are you staring at?
Oh, waiting to see if you need anything for this.
No, that's all. I'll ring for you if I need you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I forgot to thank him.
For what? He gets paid for whatever he does.
Forgive me for saying this, but somehow I don't like that young man.
Was he rude to you?
Oh, no, not actually. But he seems to resent my being here. And the butler, he seems resentful, too. I feel as though I don't belong.
Oh, they're harmless enough. But getting back to you, I was so sorry I was in South America at the time it happened. Must have been pretty ghastly for you, my child.
Like a nightmare, Uncle Peter. I'm not myself yet.
I should think not. An only child losing both parents so suddenly and so horribly.
Maybe it was a good thing it was sudden. But it had to happen at all. One spectator at the crash said that they never knew what happened.
Oh, no, you mustn't talk about it. All that's behind you. A new life from now on.
Of course. And that's the way I want to look at it, Uncle Peter. And I'd like to get something to do.
What? Oh, no.
Oh, yes, really, I would. I want to be active if I can. I'm quite capable. I'd really like to get a job, Uncle Peter.
Well, bless my soul.
Secretarial work or anything.
Well, that might not be a bad idea to keep you from brooding. We'll see what we can do. And now I have a little surprise for you. You haven't seen my collection.
No, I haven't. Mother and Father often talked about it.
Well, if you'll just open that door over there, I'll show some of it to you.
Oh, this one?
That's right. You'll find the light switch just inside.
Why, it's a regular museum. All these glass cases.
Over here, my dear. Now, look at these. Well, what do you think of them?
Oh, they're horrible, Uncle Peter. They look like tiny human heads.
Well, that's exactly what they are. Life size at one time, but isn't it remarkable the way they shrink them down? Look at this one. See his little features? Perfect in every detail. He's my favorite. Interesting history about him. He was once a white man.
Oh.
Forced down in the South American jungle when his plane cracked up. The headhunters got hold of him, and there he is. His name is Charlie. I'd like to see him closer. I can unlock the case.
No, no, please. Do you mind if I don't look anymore?
Oh. Dear, I keep forgetting people are sometimes shocked by these things. I see them only through a collector's eyes. Oh, well, you'll have lots of time to look over my jungle paraphernalia. Meanwhile, perhaps you'd better get some rest. Would you like Victor to get you something to eat?
No, thank you, Uncle Peter. But I am rather tired. I think I'll say goodnight to you.
Know your way about, do you?
Yes, I'll find my room. Good night, Uncle Peter.
Good night, my sweet child. I'll see you in the morning. Poor Marie. Know something? You're going to have dreams tonight. Unpleasant ones, too. Well, let's move the clock ahead and go to Marie's bedroom. It's a little after 3 a.m. She's asleep now. The rain's still coming down. The wind moans outside. Hear it? Yes, Marie's asleep. Looks peaceful enough lying there in that big four-poster bed. But suddenly she begins to toss.
My name's Charlie. My name's Charlie. My name's Charlie.
No.
Uncle Peter!
Oh, how foolish. Only a dream. But it seems so real. I'm sure I heard it whisper.
My name's Charlie.
Only the wind. Oh, I wish I hadn't seen that dreadful thing.
Miss Medford, are you all right?
Who's there?
Clay Alden.
Oh, yes, Mr. Alden. I just had a bad dream, that's all. I'm quite all right, thank you.
Well, if you need anything, just ring.
Yes, I will. Sorry I disturbed you.
Not at all.
Oh, I must get some sleep. Stop dreaming.
But little sleep for you, Marie. The moments tick by with dreadful slowness. Fearing to close her eyes, she lies staring at the roof of her bed, lying in agony for the moment when that hideous little head will again come floating in through space. It is morning now. A dreary fog still hovers depressingly over the old house, a cold clamminess which only adds to Marie's sensation of uneasiness. In the dismal morning room, Victor is serving breakfast to Clay Alden and Marie.
Shame you didn't rest well last night, Miss Medford.
It's just the newness of everything. I'll get used to it, Victor.
I hope you will, miss.
Of course you will.
Oh, and Mr. Alden, don't mention anything to my uncle about that silly dream I had last night.
Oh, of course not.
Did you have a bad night, miss?
Yes. The daytime makes such a difference in things. Even you seem different, Mr. Alden.
For the better, I trust.
Oh, sorry. That wasn't very complimentary. Oh, here comes Uncle.
Well, good morning, you two.
Good morning, Mr. Medford.
Morning, Uncle Peter.
You look quite fit this morning, sir.
Feeling splendidly. Had the best night's sleep in I don't know how long. And how are you feeling, my child?
Quite well, thank you, Uncle.
Oh, you remember our conversation of last evening? I mean about you wanting to do something?
Yes.
I think I've got it for you. Friend of mine named Phineas Drake collects books. Just purchased the library complete. Wants someone to catalog it for him. Small pay, but not too difficult. Well, how does it sound to you?
Oh, it sounds wonderful. It's just what I want.
Splendid. I'll call him again after breakfast.
Can you imagine such an ambitious young girl, Alden? Wants to work, and she's only worth a cool million.
Oh, not yet. I'm not, Uncle Peter.
Well, whenever you become of age, or whatever it said in your father's will.
I thought you knew what it said. I won't inherit my cool million until I'm married.
What was that, Miss Medford?
You see, right away you put notions into his head. She said she won't come into her inheritance until she marries. Why her father made that strange provision, I shall never know. But, Marie, you stay your distance from this young man.
Oh, Uncle Peter, you're making him embarrassed.
Can't an old man have his little joke? Anyway, with all the eligible young men you'll meet, poor Alden won't stand a chance.
Oh, Peter, please.
All right. Victor, where are my eggs?
Right here, sir.
Oh, yes, soft-boiled eggs. Wretched diet. Tell me, my dear, did you find your room comfortable?
Oh, yes, it's a lovely room. It's almost like a castle.
Oh, I miss my old room, the one next to yours. I haven't been up there in over a month. One day soon, I'll have Victor and Alden carry me up those stairs just to see if the place looks the same. Victor, serve my niece some more coffee.
Yes, of course, sir.
You're listening to The Whistler. We'll be back with more of our story right after this.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at seniorcareconsulting.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
After successfully launching Prodigy Math, which helps kids learn and sharpen their mathematics skills, Prodigy has just launched Prodigy English, a game-based educational platform to help kids learn English. We asked Alex Peters from Prodigy to fill us in.
At Prodigy, we use our motivation-first philosophy, where game-based learning is used to maximize student motivation, and then in turn help them develop a love of learning. We focus really hard on making sure that students are really engaged and excited about the learning process through our game-based learning approach. Then once students are on the game, we make sure that content is at the right level through our adaptive algorithm. That in turn helps build their confidence, because when students are working on content that's appropriate for them, then they have the ability to succeed.
And that success builds confidence, which leads to better learning. More on Prodigy English tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
And now let's get back to The Whistler on Wind Radio One.
So, Marie, you're going to have something to do, eh? Well, you're an intelligent girl, should do well at your new assignment. It's harder work than you thought, though.
Hours of scanning small print and copying down individual histories of countless books.
All goes well for several weeks. And then early one afternoon, you return home, Marie, to find your uncle as usual in his study. Why are you so upset, Marie?
Marie, well, you're home early. You're not finished already.
Finished as far as Mr. Phineas Drake is concerned. I can't understand it. I've done my work well. This afternoon, Mr. Drake came to me and said he had no further use for my services.
What?
Didn't explain why, just looked at me queerly and said he preferred someone else to finish the job.
Well, that's strange. Oh, well, he's an old crank. Don't let this upset you. We'll find something else for you to do. No, don't you worry.
But what's wrong with my work, Mr. Philando? Surely it's been satisfactory.
Well, you see, because of the peculiar nature of my profession, I must have someone more experienced. I'm sorry, Miss Medford.
But I didn't, Professor Hanley. I did exactly as you instructed. What on earth is wrong?
You'll excuse me, Miss Medford, but your ability as an assistant has not come up to standard.
Please listen, Dr. Humphrey. I've studied botany, and I've checked this manuscript most carefully. There's not a single mistake.
Very sorry, Miss Medford, but they're not all acceptable. Have to get someone else.
Why, I just can't understand it, Uncle Peter. Is there something wrong with me?
Well, I shall certainly call Dr. Humphrey right away.
Oh, no, I'd rather you didn't.
But it was only the other day he telephoned me and said what an efficient secretary he thought you were.
Something wrong somewhere.
Oh, you know, Marie, I think I'd give up this idea of wanting to work. I haven't mentioned it to you, but you're really not looking your best lately.
Well, to tell the truth, Uncle, I haven't been sleeping well. I have the most frightening nightmares. In fact, it's the same dream every night.
Well, that's odd. What's the dream about?
Well, I keep seeing that little head. The one you said was called Charlie.
Oh, dear. I suppose I made a mistake showing that to you on your first night. If you could only look upon Charlie as I do, you'd realize it is an animate dead with no power at all to do you harm. You've built up a phobia about that head. Now, the thing to do is to destroy that fear by facing it. You come along with me, my dear.
In there again?
It's the only way. Now, come along.
Oh, no, Uncle Peter.
I know what I'm doing. Open that door, Marie. I'm going to make you realize how foolish you've been. Over here, my dear. Oh, I know you think I'm being cruel, but I know my psychology. Why, that's strange.
What is it, Uncle Peter?
Why, somebody's broken into this case. Ring for Victor and get Alden here at once.
Is something missing?
Somebody has deliberately taken that head.
So Charlie is missing, eh? Wonder who could have broken the lock and lifted the little head from its black velvet pad. I wonder. But now, several nights have passed. Still, the head called Charlie has not reappeared. Marie has just taken a sedative her Uncle Peter gave her and is now lying on her bed, tossing fretfully, praying for sleep. Sleep, Marie. Tonight?
Oh, dear heaven. No dreams tonight. Let me get some sleep.
My name's Charlie.
No.
No. My name's Charlie.
No.
Yes, Marie. Open your eyes and look at me.
No.
You're
no.
Holding me in your hands, Marie. No.
He's
downstairs asleep. Well, you're frightened out of your wits. Another of those dreams?
It was no dream this time. The head. It's there in my room.
What?
It told me to open my eyes and look at it. And there it was in my hand. I was so frightened. I, I threw it to the floor.
Oh, I know dreams can seem terribly real,
but... no dream, I tell you. It's there now in my room. When I threw it on the floor, it rolled to the foot of my bed. Oh, don't look at me as though I'm a thing. Come look for yourself if you don't believe me.
Just as you say.
It's right here. I'll turn on this light, sir. Now, my God. It was here. It was. I saw it as plainly as I can see you. Oh, I know you think I'm crazy. But I saw it. I saw it. I tell you, I saw it.
Miss Medford, please.
What's wrong, Miss Medford? I thought I heard you scream. Marie.
It's your uncle.
Are you all right?
I'm coming down, Uncle Peter. I must talk to you.
Now, you must get hold of yourself, my dear.
Oh, you don't think I'm crazy. But I really did see it. I touched it. And it was nestled like an orange in my hand. I woke up and threw it on the floor. And when Mr. Alden and I came back to the room, it was gone. Oh, you don't believe I actually saw it. Do you?
Now compose yourself, child. I want to ask you some questions. First of all, in this dream, do you hear a voice of any kind?
Yes. A voice that whispers, "My name's Charlie," over and over. But tonight it said something different.
Now, you needn't go on, my dear. I had hoped and prayed with all my heart that this wouldn't happen to you. I'm afraid it has.
What are you trying to tell me, Uncle Pete?
You've heard me go on about the fine old Medford stock. Well, it so happens our branch isn't so fine. There's been something wrong with us.
You mean insanity? Oh, what if there is insanity in the family? Why haven't I heard of it before?
Because, my dear, it's the Medford secret.
Oh. Oh, Peter, I'm frightened.
Whatever you do, Marie, you must not let go of yourself.
But it's not easy being told you're mad. Uncle Peter, if I am afflicted, then all those people must have known. That's why they discharged me. But how did they know? What did I do that would give evidence?
Perhaps you do things you're not aware of.
Maybe I do. Seems the only logical answer. Oh, Uncle Pete, what's to become of me?
Now, we'll work this out together, my dear child. No one will ever know. You can depend upon me. I won't leave you. From tonight on, I shall be taken upstairs, and I'll stay near you. Knowing that which afflicts us gives us a weapon with which to fight it. Just you rely upon me, my dear.
Uncle Pete. Oh, Uncle Pete. Yes, who is it?
Ray Alden. I must see you for a moment.
Very well.
Better not close it. I'll have to talk quietly.
Something wrong?
Terribly wrong. The old gentleman's asleep in the next room. I had to wait till he dozed off before I could see you.
Well?
It's about the head.
The head?
The one he calls Charlie. It's back in its case.
When did this happen?
Sometime last night, I guess. After your nightmare.
Yes, I'm convinced now that that's all it was.
I am not so sure.
What?
When you threw Charlie to the floor, a piece of his ear broke off. I found it after you went downstairs. Here it is. It's Charlie's ear, all right. I checked it very carefully.
Oh, no, this doesn't make sense.
Did you ring for me, miss?
No, Victor, no, I didn't ring.
Oh, sorry, miss. Excuse me.
Miss Leopard, you're in grave danger. You've got to leave this house as quickly as you can and never come back.
What's going on in here?
Uncle.
What was that I heard you telling my niece, Clay?
I said she should leave this house and never come back.
Oh, the impudence. Alden, explain yourself.
I'll be glad to, sir. I think Miss Medford is in danger of losing her sanity as well as her life.
What is all this poppycock? Are you trying to frighten my niece? Lord knows she's been through
enough. She's been through too much. She weren't made of pretty stout stuff. She'd have been a gibbering idiot by this time.
Alden, you're packing your things and leaving at once.
Leaving? I'm afraid you're wrong, sir. I'm not leaving. Not yet. Maybe you're leaving.
Well, Mr. Alden, what's the meaning of this?
I'm sorry to break it to you this way, but I'm definitely convinced your uncle is a diabolical fiend.
I can take so much and no more. Look here, Alden. If you know what's good for you, you'll leave here at once. At once, you hear?
You're pretty anxious to get rid of me, but it's too late. Miss Medford, you remember your father's will.
You'd come into your money only if you married. Well, if you didn't marry, Uncle Peter would get the money. And if he could prove you were insane, you'd never be able to marry. You see how it all works out?
Well, how dare you, Mr. Alden?
Listen to that maniac.
Listen to me, Miss Medford. Your uncle, your loving uncle, was the one who telephoned your employers and told them you were crazy. Phineas Drake and all the others told me so today.
I don't believe
it. Lies, lies, lies!
Why, your uncle even told me you were crazy. I know what's happened. He himself smashed the lock and took the head from its case and planted it last night in your room. If you'll stand on a chair and look above your bed as I did this afternoon, you'll see a small radio loudspeaker. It's hooked up to a microphone in the back stairs hallway. The voice you heard was your Uncle Peter.
I don't believe you.
Last night, after you came out in the hallway, your Uncle Peter grabbed up the head, stepped out onto that balcony, and climbed down the vines to his study.
Why, he's as mad as a March hare. How could I possibly be a party to such a monstrous plot? Why, I can't even walk.
Look. Look at this ear. A piece of Charlie's ear. I found it in Marie's room. That proves she wasn't dreaming, and it fits perfectly. I've tried it.
Why, you... Give me that ear. Give it to me!
Uncle Peter, you're walking.
Give it to me! Look at him, Marie, standing unaided. Does that prove anything to you?
Uncle Peter. Oh, and it's true.
All right. All right, it's true. I can walk. But you are insane, Marie. Insane. You'll never marry anyone, Marie. I'll see to that. Victor, grab him.
Don't move, Mr. Medford. Easy now.
Don't believe what Alden says. You're crazy, Marie. There's no escaping it. You'll have those dreams, and Charlie will visit you every night. You'll hear him saying, "My name's Charlie. My name's Charlie. My name's Charlie."
Hold him, Victor.
Got him, sir.
I think you're the one who's crazy, Medford. Maybe that could be proved.
Take your hands off me.
Take it easy now, Mr. Medford. Take it easy.
There's nothing wrong with me. You know it.
Is the car ready, Victor?
Yes, it's ready. Come in, gentlemen. These are the officers.
Then you'd better take him away.
Yes, sir. Please come quietly, Mr. Medford.
I'm not crazy. I'm not.
Hello.
You're lying on me. Lying. Lying. You hear? You're lying.
I'm terribly sorry about this, Marie. Terribly sorry. But it's all for the best.
But how can it be for the best? But think what this means. He's my father's brother, and if he's insane, then it means that I might be too. Friends in the parish.
No, no, don't worry, Marie. Don't worry. You're safe. You're perfectly normal, I know.
No?
Yes. You see, he wasn't your real uncle. He was your father's foster brother. I found proof. So you see, you've nothing in the world to fear.
How do you know that?
Someday, Marie, I'll tell you all about it. Tomorrow, maybe.
Why don't you tell her now, Clay? Tell her why you were working as Peter Medford's secretary. Because your father was Peter's partner. His partner. That your father was ruined in business by Peter and killed himself. Killed himself in disgrace. That you suspected him of having cheated your father. That you came to find the evidence and discovered in time Peter's diabolical plan to prevent Marie from ever marrying. Better tell her, Clay. I would.
CBS has presented The Whistler. Original music for this production was composed and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. Tonight's Whistler story was written by Joseph Kearns, directed by J. Donald Wilson, and originated from Columbia Square in Hollywood.
Good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
From June 13, 1942, and as you heard, host Joseph Kearns also wrote the script for that one. A couple of decades later, Kearns would play an often put upon next door neighbor to a precocious kid in a hit television sitcom. I'll name it and wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com is serving Cafe Culture 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee. A perfect blend of music from across the globe. Vaya con Dios, mi amor.
Perdido. I look for my heart, it's Perdido. I lost it way down in Torito.
Stir in world-class artists such as Sergio Mendes from Brazil, Django Reinhardt and Edith Piaf from France, Compe Segundo from Brazil, Leonard Kwan from Hawaii, plus Louis Armstrong, Dean Martin, Julie London, and Acker Bilk from the United States, to name just a few.
Só privilegiados têm ouvido igual ao seu.
Won't you stop and take a little time out with me? Just take five.
Get Cafe Culture today at musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $21.98 for this 4-CD World Music Collection. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code CAFE77.
De noche, cuando la luna sale a pasear, iban los astros a enamorar.
Take the journey with musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Experience Cafe Culture 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee today. Use promo code CAFE77 to save on shipping. That's musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code CAFE77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, I mentioned that Joseph Kearns would be seen in a popular TV sitcom, playing a next-door neighbor to a very precocious kid. I'm talking about Dennis the Menace. Kearns was Mr. Wilson. I'm Greg Bell, and remember to visit our website, which is whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.